superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM760.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
E. coli and the leafy green.
It's scary.
The Pope takes more heat. And a wildfire rages in Southern California.
All the streets are covered with ash, all your cars, everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. But you can't blame supermarket shoppers for being nervous amid an E. coli outbreak that sickened more than 100 people in 19 states.
It does make you take another look at the food system and how things are gotten to the grocery store.
This is Steve Futterman in the Salinas Valley. Farmers here who grow spinach are very concerned. The investigation continues to focus on Natural Selection Foods, which is based here. Natural Selection packages spinach for around 34 different brands, which are sold nationwide under various names. Some spinach farmers say they have already started to destroy their crops.
Well, there's a warning from Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, where a super strain of antibiotic-resistant staph infection has shown up. Two workers at an outpatient clinic became sick. Johns Hopkins infectious disease specialist Dr. Cecilia Johnston says it's another caution against using antibiotics too frequently.
Consumers can help by being cognizant that not all infections are caused by bacteria and limiting the use of antibiotics.
Well, it was 5 years ago that the country was chilled by a rash of anthrax attacks. How prepared are we to handle a bio attack today? Live to CBS's Jim Chenevy. Jim, what about it?
Well, not really, Nick, at least not according to the experts. The Bush administration allocated more than $5.5 billion into Project BioShield, but competition between the drug companies looking for big contracts to supply vaccines and other treatments has bogged down the system. Now, the lobbying's been intense, and the agencies responsible for choosing which vaccines and how many have awarded few contracts. One health official tells the New York Times the inept implementation of the plan has prompted many of the medicine's best researchers to simply give up.
There is no agreement yet, but key senators and the administration are still searching for a compromise covering interrogation of terrorism suspects. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House.
Well, the White House hopes for middle ground, but it is still at odds with Republican senators, including Lindsey Graham. He's concerned about tinkering with the Treaty on Prisoner Treatment.
The Geneva Convention was just not some concept. It has saved lives. We adhere to it, and we expect others to do it.
National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley defends the CIA interrogation program.
This is not about torture. This is about a program that is going to be professionally run by people who have been highly trained.
This internal squabble is complicating Republican midterm campaign efforts to focus on national security. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Fresh violence in restive southern Afghanistan, where a suicide bomber on a bicycle has struck a group of Canadian NATO soldiers handing out candy to children. Four of the troops were killed. A number of others, including civilians, were wounded in the attack. His mea culpa wasn't enough. An angry crowd in the southern Iraq city of Basra demonstrating a day after Pope Benedict offered his apology for remarks on Islam last week that have triggered a firestorm of criticism. And in London, one demonstrator put his fury this way.
This demonstration is a demonstration of the trinity of evil, which is the Pope, Bush, and Blair.
Last week, the Pope quoted a Byzantine emperor who said some of Muhammad's teachings were evil and inhuman. In Pittsburgh last night, hundreds of students attended the regular evening mass on the campus of Duquesne University, reeling from the shooting of five of its basketball players. The Reverend Tim Hickey spoke at the service.
We're a tight-knit community, and what affects one of us affects all of us.
Three of the players remain hospitalized, one of them in critical condition. Some students say the gunman may have opened fire after an argument over a woman, though police aren't confirming that. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM760 local news update. State highway crews will be blasting the mountainside on I-70 east of Grand Junction to try and avoid more dangerous rock slides like the one that killed a woman Saturday night. A huge rock said to be the size of an SUV came down on a tractor-trailer into Back Canyon, closing the highway. CDOT's Nancy Shank says crews won't reopen the eastbound lanes for several days.
We want to make sure that we bring down any other loose rock material and get that stabilized before we open the eastbound lanes up to traffic.
Eastbound traffic will be redirected to one lane on the westbound side until the work is done. Well, it was the lowest scoring game in the 93 times they've met and only the only one without a touchdown, but the Broncos managing to pull out a win against Kansas City 9-6 yesterday. Jason Elam with the field goal in overtime.
I'm used to being on offenses here in Denver where we stick up a lot of points. You know, Mike Shanahan's offenses are always, you know, very, very good. So, you know, our defense is playing just outstanding right now. But nobody scored a touchdown against us. They're playing great. And the, you know, the offense, we just got to get some things clicking, and we'll get it going.
Broncos take on New England next week on Sunday Night Football. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Hey, good morning. Well, not a bad ride so far around the metro, but it's a busy Monday. We've already got a possible problem southbound 25 at Yale. You need to watch out for some minor delays there. Also, they're looking for one C-470 near Santa Fe. Otherwise, not bad. Better drive for you northbound Santa Fe. Actually, you're on ramp to southbound 25. They finally reopened that after years of construction. Also, watch out for a couple of major I-70 closures. The north bore of the Eisenhower Tunnel closed again until Friday. Also, eastbound I-70 closed in DeBay Canyon due to a rock slide. Security wait time at DIA.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability
company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
So we're moving into it. We're moving into winter. We're moving into fall, right? It's the first official day of fall. Even Mr. Turk came in this morning with a jacket on. You still got it on.
It's still kind of cold in here. I don't know. Nobody had the heat on. It's like the AC still blaring in this control room in here, so it's kind of freezing in here.
Yeah, it is. It's cold out there. So if you're going out this morning, bundle up. Make sure that, you don't have to wear like an Arctic, parka or something, but wear a light jacket.
When I came in this morning, my car said it was 38 degrees at about 4:35, 4:40. So,
well, maybe the temperature's gone down since I first got here. So,
anyway. Or maybe my thermometer in my car's out of whack. I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway, if you're going out, make sure you take a light jacket, and hope you had yourselves a wonderful weekend. We got a hell of a show this morning. Sidney Blumenthal is coming up at 6:30. He's got a new book out called "How Bush Rules: A Chronicles of a Radical Regime." And if you don't know who he is, and I'm sure you do, though, he's the author of various other books, including the Clinton Wars and the Permanent Campaign and the rise of the counter-establishment. He is a columnist for The Guardian, Salon.com. He's written for numerous publications, and he used to work. He's a former advisor, former assistant and senior advisor to the Clinton administration. We got Ed Schultz coming up on Monday with the Monday Take at 8. And then the Trailhead Group has stumbled into some controversy. There's something about their books not adding up. We'll talk to Jason Bain of Colorado Confidential coming up hopefully this morning, if not this morning, tomorrow, about this story. Did anybody make it to the movies this weekend? I went and saw The Black Dahlia. And did anybody go see that this weekend? And it came in number 2 in the movie ratings. Box office gross receipts. It came in number 2 behind Gridiron, I think it's called. Is that what it's called with The Rock? I don't know, man. I wouldn't go to see a football film, but is that what it's called?
I'm not sure, man. I'm not a movie guy, but I did see something about The Black Dahlia that said it's an instant classic. I mean, it's been getting great reviews all over the country. So, what'd you think?
I really liked it, but I like anything that is a period film about Los Angeles from, say, about 1947. 46 into the 50s, into the early 60s. I like any of that stuff because it always, every one of those things, The Black Dahlia, L.A. Confidential, and I believe Hollywoodland, the one about George Reeves and about Superman, all three of those films have the Pantages Theater on Hollywood Boulevard in the movie. And you know what? I worked at the Pantages Theater. So it's cool to see that on Hollywood Boulevard, right there next to the Frolic Room, where I used to stand out at a little wooden podium wearing my, and Mary was laughing at me over the weekend about this, wearing my blue polyester pants, my orange polyester jacket with Pantages stitched in on the pocket, and a dress shirt and a tie. And I used to stand out there and say, thank you, and I'd take tickets. And then, when I wasn't taking tickets, I would walk up and down the aisles of the theater with a flashlight and remind the patrons to keep their feet off the seats. And then I would occasionally go back behind the screen and do other things, which I'm not going to describe on the air if you get my drift. Mason Travert would like it. Let me put it to you that way. So it's good to see those things, and it was a good movie. It's violent. You can't take your kids to it, obviously. It's not a kiddie film, but it was a good movie. Really enjoyed it, and you ought to go see it. And I'm going to ask Chrissy Harvey if she ventured out. I'll ask her on Friday if she ventured out over the weekend and if she saw The Black Dahlia and went to see any of the movies. And that was the only movie that we saw this weekend, and we wanted to go see the Edward Burns film, Mary and I, which I can't remember what the title of that's called. The Bridegroom or something? Because we like Edward Burns, but didn't make it. Didn't make it. Anyway, hope you had yourselves a good weekend. There's tons of stuff to talk about this morning, and if you saw the Sunday morning talking head shows yesterday, and I complain virtually every Monday about having to sit through those because they're so unbalanced. But you know what? They weren't bad yesterday. And as a matter of fact, Meet the Press, and I have no love for Tim Russert, and I have to struggle to get through Meet the Press, had a fabulous debate yesterday between George Allen and Jim Webb for the senatorial seat in Virginia. And we'll play us some of that audio. We got a little bit of that audio coming up, particularly of George Allen talking about using the term macaca, which he claims he made up. Now, what he doesn't say, and what Tim Russert doesn't follow up on, is that his mother is from French Tunisia, and that term is used as a racial slur in French Tunisia. But nobody said anything about that. And also, we've got a fabulous cut of Lindsey Graham. I believe it was on Face the Nation with Bob Schieffer yesterday. Made a great case against the Bush White House and against this whole drive to alter the Geneva Conventions and the treaty. And we'll play some of that coming up as well. Well, I can see nobody is ringing the phone at 303-713-7600, so nobody went and saw The Black Dahlia. Okay, I'm the only one who did. Mary and I are the only two who did with our friends Donna, Fred, and we were the only ones who went to see it. And Janelle, we were the only ones who went. Okay, but the theater was crowded, so others must have gone. We've also got a story about a guy in Boulder who's in trouble for his web postings. There's a lot of stuff. And also, there's a big story today in the Washington Post about trouble with voting machines nationwide. As you know, the Democratic Party of Colorado is asking all of us to vote absentee. Make sure you vote absentee. So call your county clerk and make sure you get in line.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs.
and so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
100% survival if it's detected early. That's why I encourage all men 40 and over to get screened for prostate cancer.
Meet All-Pro linebacker Al Wilson Tuesday, September 19th when you get screened at Rocky Mountain Cancer Centers in Aurora. To register, visit ColoradoCancerCenters.com. That's ColoradoCancerCenters.com.
Don't wait. Get checked.
Rockies fans, come out and show your support of the home team before the season is over. Get your tickets today at Coors Field, Rockies Dugout Stores, King Soopers, 1-800-388-ROCK, or online at ColoradoRockies.com.
Isn't it time for a new pair of favorite jeans? Lee has any style you need, including relaxed, loose straight leg, and boot cut, and any wash you want. So it's easy to find what's right for you. Come see the new Lee and find your new favorite pair of jeans at Kohl's. Lee, get what fits.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, stone. 622, 22 minutes after 6. High today, 69. Mostly sunny on AM 760 Progressive Talk, as the sun is just now starting to creep its way up into the sky. All right, before we have Sidney Blumenthal on, we're going to give you a little preview here of some of the comments over the weekend from the Talking Head shows. 303-713-7600 if you want to call in on this after you hear it and weigh in on whether you believe George Allen's explanation or not. This is George Allen with the questioning by Tim Russert about his macaca comment.
Senator Allen, you too have gotten in trouble with words that you've uttered. Let me bring you back to August 11th. You were at a campaign stop, and a young man who was videotaping it for the web campaign was there also. Let's watch.
This fellow here over here with the yellow shirt, macaca, or whatever his name is, he's with my opponent. And let's give a welcome to macaca here. Welcome to America and the real world of Virginia.
And here's the young man, S.R. Siddharth. He's a resident of Virginia, an American citizen, straight-A student at Fairfax High School, and now goes to the University of Virginia. Critics say that macaca is a racist slur and that you used it because he was dark-skinned. What did you specifically mean when you said, welcome to America and the real Virginia? Why did you use those words toward a dark-skinned American?
Tim, I made a mistake. I said things thoughtlessly. I've apologized for it as well as I should. But there was no racial or ethnic intent to slur anyone. If I had any idea that that word and to some people in some parts of the world was an insult, I would never do it because it's contrary to what I believe.
Well, where did
it
come from? It must have been in your
consciousness. Oh, just made up. Made up word.
You had never heard it before?
Never heard of it before.
What did you mean?
And if I did, honestly, Tim, if I thought that that was slurring anybody based on their ethnicity or their race or their religion, I would never do it. It's not who I am.
You believe that? Now, his mother's from French Tunisia, where a macaca is a racial slur. You believe George Allen that he just made that up? That just came out of nowhere? How about Allen and the rebel flag? And this the Confederate flag, this applies also to Mad Tommy Tancredo, who Jim Spencer takes to task this morning in the Denver Post. Here's George Allen on the rebel flag and about his fetish about Confederate heritage.
The New York Times said in 1984, as a member of the Virginia House of Delegates, Mr. Allen opposed a state holiday honoring the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. After being elected governor in 1993, he issued a proclamation honoring Confederate History Month, and the Associated Press says Allen used to keep a Confederate flag in his living room, a noose in his law office, and a picture of Confederate troops in his governor's office. Can you imagine black Americans, black Virginians reading that? What would they be thinking about George Allen, and why did you do that?
There are a lot of things that I wish I had learned earlier in life. I grew up in a football family, as you well know. And my parents and then those teams taught me a lot. And one of the things that you learn in football is that you don't care about someone's race or ethnicity or religion. It's a meritocracy. It's a level playing field. And it's what we should aspire to in our society. And that's why I've always been advocating making sure America and Virginia is a land of opportunity for all. There's a reason why State Senator Benny Lambert, a Democrat, an African-American, the senior African-American in the legislature, this past week endorsed me, because he knows my record on a variety of issues, particularly in education and improving the opportunities at historically black colleges and universities. Through the years, I've learned and I've grown. And I've learned from people. I've learned in the civil rights pilgrimage that I went down to Selma, Montgomery, and Birmingham. And listen to the heroes of the civil rights struggle.
No more Confederate flag.
On the Confederate flag. And look, I wish I had had these experiences earlier in life, because I would have made decisions differently. The Confederate flag, as a kid, I was rebellious, anti-establishment. I still am. And I looked at the flag as a symbol for that. Now, I look at the flag also, and some others do, as heritage and as regional pride. But I've also seen over the years, talking and listening and learning and growing, that flag to African Americans represents repression, segregation, and violence against them. And I would never want to have anything to insult or offend someone. And so that's why I would not be utilizing that flag, because that's not who I am.
Do you believe that? Does that ring true with you? Now, here's a couple of questions I have about it. Number one, and I don't know this for a fact, I've only heard this, and we'd have to get somebody on here who is familiar with sports, but wasn't it into the 70s or the 80s before there was ever a first black quarterback? And wasn't that because there were charges of racism in the NFL, in which George Allen claimed he grew up in?
I do know, Jay, that the first black quarterback was, his name was Marlon Briscoe, and he was a Denver Bronco, actually. I'll look it up real quick and find out what year that was, but he was actually the first African-American quarterback in the National Football League.
All right, I'd be interested in the year on that. And then, the other thing about that whole Allen, about his whole explanation about being a rebellious youth, and I'm still rebellious, he says. But you know what? This is a guy who has voted 98% of the time with President Bush. Which was, as establishment as you possibly can get. Now, the black quarterback for the Denver Broncos, that was 1968. So, there used to be this charge that there weren't that many black quarterbacks, or there weren't any at all in the NFL. But that's up to you whether you want to accept George Allen's explanation or not. At least he's, being forced to face up to it, unlike Tom Tancredo, who still to this day keeps trying to distance himself from what he did in South Carolina. And as Jim Spencer points out in his column this morning in the Denver Post, that Mad Tommy, that the guy who organized that whole thing once protested in Virginia about about them putting up a statue of African-American tennis star Arthur Ashe. So all of the people that Tancredo had surrounded himself with at that South Carolina event, many of them had, racist roots. And the singing of Dixie, which is not, an acceptable thing, I mean, even if you ask white Southerners, they're going to tell you that. They're going to roll, a lot of them will roll their eyes. And the NAACP, as Spencer points out, in South Carolina, still fights to try to get that rebel flag taken off, you know, from official events. They're still fighting over that. So it's, and they're still arguing in the South about that. All right, we got Sidney Blumenthal coming up here shortly, and then, of course, you're free to call in any time at 303-713-7600. It's coming up on 6:30 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to Gino with a look at the traffic this morning. I can't believe that we got trouble already.
Yeah, we've got several early morning snags, Jay, creating snags. We have a stall in the fast lane southbound 25 at Yale that has you slowing down back to Evans. We also had a wreck blocking southbound Santa Fe at C-470. We've got a rollover crash at Colorado at 120th, so definitely steer clear of that intersection. Lots of brake lights in front of you southbound 25 at 104th. We're really busy 225 at the DTC. And you got a lot of company now, eastbound 270, I-76 to York. Weather today, high clouds through midday, locally breezy. And 68. Currently, it's 40 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are you stuck in really bad traffic? Remember, singing at the top of your lungs is good. Screaming at the top of your lungs is bad. Don't stress out. It's only traffic. Sing, don't scream. Kaiser Permanente. May you live long and thrive.
This is Al Franken, AM 760, Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Check and go.
Convenient and confidential.
Check and go. Prompt and professional. Check and go.
Above and beyond.
At Check and Go, you get real solutions to your real cash needs. It's completely confidential, and you always get the professional service you deserve. Call 1-800-561-CASH now for information. That's 1-800-561-CASH. Or visit checkngo.com to apply for a loan online. Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license number 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
6:31, 29 minutes in front of us, 7 o'clock. Good morning, Jay Marvin here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you're a homeowner, here's an important offer that will save you money. Available only from the mortgage store. This offer is only available from the mortgage store. It'll save you money, too. They have a new 6 months with no payment program, and I guarantee you're going to love this. They're going to combine a 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payment plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. Get rid of all of these. Consolidate your bills into one low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company, and you can trust they'll get your results. They underwrite their own loans, so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week, and you can get an answer about whether they're going to do it or not. You can get a yes on the phone today. They have $25 million dedicated to this program, so it's not going to last long. So call right now. This 5.75% rate with only a 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments won't last, so don't wait. Call right now, 303-423-7171. I give the number again, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Hey, Denver, it's Incredible Vision, made incredibly affordable. For a limited time, you can still save $1,000 on LASIK at Spivak Vision Center, the Rockies' most trusted name in vision. So this summer, get out there and get focused with LASIK by the world-class eye surgeons of Spivak Vision Center and our $1,000 LASIK savings. To make Spivak LASIK even more affordable, we'll finance your LASIK procedure interest-free for one full year. And with payments as low as $3 a day, your wait for the ultimate LASIK procedure is over. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself by calling Spivak Vision Center at 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020. For incredible vision made incredibly affordable, there's only one name for LASIK, Spivak LASIK. Call 303-C2020 today or visit us online at SpivakVision.com for your $1,000 savings.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:34, 34 minutes past the hour. High today, 69. Mostly sunny here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And I want to welcome to the program Sidney Blumenthal, Sidney Blumenthal is former assistant and senior advisor to President Clinton, in case you didn't know that. He's the author of a new book, How Bush Rules, Chronicles of a Radical Regime. He's also the author of The Clinton Wars and the Permanent Campaign and the Rise of the Counter-Establishment. He's a columnist for The Guardian, for Salon.com, and also OpenDemocracy.net, and a former staff writer for The Washington Post, The New Yorker, The New Republic. He is currently a senior fellow at New York University's Center on Law and Security. And Mr. Blumenthal, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on. Boy, where do we start? Where do we start here when it comes to this guy's presidency? You know, the first question I want to ask is: this has got to be the most. He has got to be the most radical president I think we've ever had in our lifetimes. And second of all, he seems to have this real desire to set up these straw man arguments, whether it comes to the NSA, whether it comes to the Geneva Conventions, whatever it comes to, it's either like, we're going to do it my way or we're not going to do it at all. You want to comment on that a little bit?
Well, you know, what I say in my book is that he is the most radical president we've ever had. He's radical in almost everything he does. And these straw man arguments are typical of what he does. Look at what happened here. On the issue of the Geneva Conventions and torture of detainees, Colin Powell, his former Secretary of State, has written a public letter rebuking President Bush for his policy, which has been declared illegal by the Supreme Court, because we're torturing detainees against our own law that we have signed, and the Supreme Court says we can't do it now, and that we've got to give people trials under the rule of law, our own law. So Colin Powell says that Bush's policy has cast into doubt the moral basis of the war on terror. Can you imagine what would drive Colin Powell to do that?
Mm.
So now Bush is asked about it at his press conference last week. What is he's asked specifically. He's read the letter. The name Colin Powell is read to him. What does he say? He says, this is a contest between the decency of the American people and terrorists. So that's not what's going on here. It's Colin Powell.
Yeah.
Is Colin Powell pro-terrorist now? So, once again, he set up a straw man, not simply against the Democrats, but against his own former Secretary of State.
Which is absolutely amazing. I mean, Colin Powell's got to be one of the most... First of all, not only is he right, but he's also got to be one of the most popular people in this country.
Well, Colin Powell is, also the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs
right.
of Staff. He was the general who led... the Allied forces in the Gulf War. The reason that there is opposition to Bush's policy is that the military is against it. And the Republican senators, Warner, McCain, and Graham, who in the Armed Services Committee have opposed Bush's policy, are doing so is because the senior military is against Bush. This is what's gone on inside our government. The senior military is against Bush because he has tried to stifle them, he has tried to suppress them, and he will not listen to their opinions. And the same thing has gone on in our intelligence community, and we've seen the consequences around the world and particularly in the quagmire in Iraq.
You know, you talk about, and I saw some of this leaked out on HuffingtonPost.com, you say that all of this radicalism, that everything that's going on here is going to lead to a crack up in the GOP. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I think we're seeing the crack up right now. Look at this huge conflict over the torture question. Bush has a policy in favor of torture. He calls it alternative means of interrogation. But these means do not fall under Article 3 of the Geneva Conventions prohibiting cruel, inhumane, and degrading treatment of prisoners. Our Supreme Court ruled in Hamdan v. Rumsfeld just recently that we can't pursue these policies. Amnesty International issued a report this May saying that not only have people been tortured, but 34 people have been murdered under this policy. There have been homicides. So our CIA officers are now taking out war crimes insurance because they're forced to pursue the Bush policy. Can you imagine someone taking on war crimes insurance? That's where we're led to. So this is split the Republican Party. For those who are listening to our military that cannot do this anymore, and you're getting what Bush hoped to do by exploiting the atmosphere around 9/11 was to create the idea that there was a unified Republican Party around the issue of national security, and now less than a week later, the Republican Party is completely at odds with each other, at war with itself over the question of Bush's torture policy.
6:39, it's 21 minutes in front of 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. On the line, Sidney Blumenthal, how Bush rules, chronicles of a radical regime. Is this the first shot, is this the first opening shot in the crack-up of the GOP, do you think?
Well, you know, we have less than 60 days to the midterm elections, and it's Bush is determined to maintain one-party rule, to maintain this Republican Congress, which has been indispensable to him being able to sustain this radicalism. Without a disciplined Republican Congress supporting him all along the way, he wouldn't be able to do everything he's doing. He's staying the course, not changing anything, having no strategy. So, and yet, now it's beginning to crack up. And the campaign strategies are getting increasingly desperate. There are personal attacks and invective and vilification. You're going to see the next 60 days filled with that as they desperately try to hold on to the Republican Congress. And the Republicans are fragmenting. They're engaged in faction fights. There are personal attacks on Republicans, including on John McCain by other Republicans. John McCain was just in New Hampshire, and the union leader, the Republican newspaper there, issued a blistering editorial attacking him for being critical of President Bush on his torture policy. So increasingly, the Republican Party is starting to come apart at the seams.
In the book, you talk about, I think it's under the title of Nemesis, you talk about Hurricane Katrina and what went on there. Do you look at that as being a tipping point? A lot of people say that was a tipping point, that that really started Bush's downward slide in the polls, and that he's never really been able to recover from that.
I think there have been a lot of tipping points. Certainly that was one of them. I think that what we saw in Hurricane Katrina was what, at first, that the president, who was notified beforehand that there was a major hurricane coming and that the levees could be topped, was completely indifferent to it and did nothing. And that afterwards, we learned that FEMA was a hollow government agency. He had hollowed it out and filled it with political cronies. What's so interesting about this is that this is so similar to what's happened in Iraq. You know, he ignored the August 6, 2001 memo, briefed to him by the CIA. Bin Laden determined to strike in U.S., including details about planes attacking buildings in Washington and New York. He said to the briefer, "Well, you've covered your ass now," and asked for nothing after that. And now we've learned about the occupation in Iraq that it was staffed by a bunch of Republican Party cronies, who, many of whom were contractors, who just bilked the U.S. taxpayers in Iraq. And it looks a lot like what happened with FEMA.
You know, nobody brings up that whole thing about that briefing memo and how Condoleezza Rice was able to slide that past the 9/11 Commission by saying over and over again that that was a historical document when he was warned a bunch of times about this. But you know what? Nobody in the media seems to either remember it or basically want to bring it up. Why is that?
Well, you know, Richard Clark, who was the counterterrorism czar, tried desperately to warn President Bush. He was demoted by President Bush from his position under President Clinton. He was on the so-called principles meeting, the key meeting that was that met to discuss our foreign policy. And you know, before 9/11, there was he pressed to have terrorism put on the agenda, and it was raised only once. And on that one time, they ruled not to have predator drones. Survey terrorist camps in Afghanistan. That's the only time terrorism was ever discussed before 9/11 in the Bush administration National Security Council principals meetings. So, of course, none of that was in the ABC, you know, science fiction drama past 9/11. The true history of the Bush administration, which is in my book, How Bush Rules, really needs to be understood by Americans so they can grasp the radicalism that has been perpetrated by this administration.
All right, I want to keep you just for a couple of more minutes because I want you to talk about one other thing that's in your book. You talk about Dick Cheney and their Cheney's coup. You talk about all. Talk a little bit about Vice President Dick Cheney.
We've never had a vice president as powerful as Dick Cheney. The real idea behind this presidency is the vice president's idea. Dick Cheney was the deputy to Donald Rumsfeld when they both served in the Nixon White House. And the lesson they learned from Watergate was not that there should be limits on the presidency, but that those who were trying to limit an imperial presidency should be suppressed. Cheney refers to the Congress as annoying gnats. He is contemptuous of the press. He is a man who exists in shrouds of secrecy. He has aggregated unprecedented power in his office. He controls the flow of information and documents and classified information to the president. The networks of lawyers that control the departments of agencies are run out of his office. His power is amazing in this White House, and we know that he is somebody who is pursuing a radical policy himself. The options the president gets are framed in large part by Dick Cheney in his office, and it's Cheney going back to the Watergate days that has tried to, that is the real author of this closed imperial presidency.
Do you buy the New York Times article that was on the front page here a couple of days, 3 or 4 days ago about, maybe it was last week, about Cheney's power waning?
No.
You don't think that's true?
I think it's science fiction. It's ridiculous. That's not. I've worked in a White House at the highest level as an assistant to the president. I was in the Oval Office every single day with the president of the United States. I know how White Houses work. I know that they're different from administration to administration, but I know how the bureaucracy works and what the procedures are, and I know that Cheney has the internal processes of the White House in his grip. And so sometimes when reporters on the outside write about these things, then they write about influence, they're not paying attention to how somebody controls the bureaucracy where the real power is, and that's what's going on with Cheney, and his hold over it is by no means lessened.
Sidney Blumenthal, thank you so much for getting up this morning, being on the program. This is a great book. I recommend it to everybody. How Bush Rules, A Chronicle of a Radical Regime. Thank you. Look forward to having you on again.
My pleasure.
All right. Thank you so much. There's Sidney Blumenthal. If you missed any or part of this interview, go to am760.net. You can download it in podcast form. You indicate hour number six is what, the first hour is what you want between 6 and 7. 6:47, 13 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Free speech away from the job. How much does it affect your employment? How much should it affect your employment?
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Spillover crash that is messing up your intersection at Colorado and 120th. Of course, we're starting to see the usual congestion now, southbound 25, out of Thornton, North Glen at 104th. Of course, into downtown as well, 38th to Spear. Weather today, high clouds through midday, locally breezy and 68. Right now it's 40. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Fantastic Sam's, you can get a great haircut without taking a lot of your valuable time. You never need an appointment, and with over...
Sir,
what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
6:50. It's 10 minutes o'clock. Hello? Did I cut out there? I lost myself. Am I on? Yeah, I'm here. 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, I was out at Rocky's Autos on Friday. I spent about 3 or 4 hours out there with my friends and was looking around. They've got all kinds of great automobiles there. Clean, late-model used cars, trucks, vans, minivans, SUVs. They got them all. Over 500 units on the lot. Someday we'll go to the point, we'll be at the point where we won't burn fossil fuel, but right now we do, and if you need something, the diversity of selection in automobiles out there is incredible, from Saab, Honda, Toyota, Nissan, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Ford, Chevy, Dodge. They've got small cars, large cars, I mean, everything you can think of, they've got it. Matching down, instead of going on up to $1,500, you put down $15, they'll put down $15, and you've got three. And they are Colorado's number one volume dealer. And why? Because of the diversity, also the many payment plans, and the fact that they're just great people out there to work with. You know, my friends, the Alshear brothers, Tom and Marv, are out there, and Spanky Herrera, who's a great guy, Jim Monroe, Jason out there, Poker Face Jason, you got to ask for him. Fred Labrato, Freddie Labrato's out there, great guy. Gerard Menard, good people. Johnny Mays, all of the folks working out there, the people behind the scenes, and one day I'll just reel them all off here when I have enough time. They all really go to the wall to make sure that you're happy. And Rocky's Autos has been a supporter of this show since the very beginning, and I love them. They're good people. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Rocky's Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out on the internet, rockysautos.com. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Tell the folks out there, J. Marvin sent you, and tell them hello for me.
Check and go.
Convenient and confidential.
Check and go. Prompt and professional. Check and go.
Above and beyond.
At Check and Go, you get real solutions to your real cash needs. It's completely confidential, and you always get the professional service you deserve. Call 1-800-561-CASH now for information. That's 1-800-561-CASH. Or visit checkngo.com to apply for a loan online. Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license number 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
The morning commute. It's rarely pretty, but it can be tasty. It's as simple as popping a Jimmy Dean sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit into the microwave. In less than a minute, you're out the door and on your way, smiling over a mouthful of sausage, egg, and flaky biscuit. Yes, sirree. Compared to a good hot breakfast, gridlock traffic doesn't stand a chance. So do yourself a favor and look for Jimmy Dean biscuits inside your grocer's freezer. Because the day begins with a happy breakfast.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:53, 53 minutes past the hour. High today, 60, mostly sunny. AM 760 Progressive Talk. You can go to the phones anytime. I always tell you that. 303-713-7600. Marshall in Arvada, who calls this show, and I know he's rolling to work, so let's get him on. What is up with this? Oh, there we go, Marshall. I got you. You're on line one, and you know how hard that is to get on the air. All right, go ahead.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Good, Marshall. How about you?
I'm doing fine. I wanted to point out something very important that Lindsey Graham talked about this weekend, about the fact that if other countries were to implement the same type of policy that we have in redefining the Geneva Convention, that they could charge us. You know, if you were to go to a foreign land, they could charge you with the crime and not tell you what you did. So you could, you know, be on vacation. In some countries, they could grab you and they could say, you did something wrong. You violated our law, but we're not going to tell you what you did. And imagine now that you're a CIA agent. I mean, how scary of a proposition is that? I mean, we're back to the Middle Ages.
Well, I agree with you 100%, and I'll tell you, Grant makes this great comment, which I don't have the sound for this particular comment, but it's a good one, where I believe it's Bob Schieffer says to him, you know, you come from a conservative state. The state does, you know, has come in very well for President Bush in the past, and you know that you're probably going to catch flack for this, and you're probably going to have a challenger out of all of this. A primary challenger out of all of this, because he's a first-term senator. And he said, you know what, I'm getting pounded at home over this. But and then he started to talk about being a JAG lawyer for all these years. He said, you know what, the Senate will get along just fine without Lindsey Graham. So, you know what, there are a lot of things out there that you and I wouldn't agree with him on. But on this, I mean, the guy's showing that he's got integrity, and it does prove that there are conservatives out there who do have integrity and who do have a conscience. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I think we need more politicians that are Americans first in whatever party you're of, second, you know, and that put the country first, you know. And I think he understands that this will fundamentally undermine the way that we can operate and the way we can, you know, be a country that we should be. We are America. We don't, you know, degrade our laws because we're in a difficult situation. We rise above the challenge, and we do things the way they should be done.
Well, I think it's really well said. You know what? I agree with you 100%. And I think all of us, and I've said this to numerous conservative folks in email who catch part of the show and then email me about this. You know, it's not about that we have regard for Al-Qaeda or that we care more about the rights of the terrorists than we do about our country, as John Boehner tried to say here last week. It's the fact is that we are a nation of laws, that we're expected to maintain a higher moral standard, and we're also talking about the safety and the well-being of our people in uniform. Notice the people who are against this whole thing that Bush is trying to do, notice the people who are against it are all people who have served in the military.
Well, yeah, because they understand that when you go to a foreign land and if they change their laws the same way that we're changing ours, that they would be under incredible risk. And, I mean, I take it a step further. Just imagine if just to regular citizens, regular American citizens, if the same standard would have applied, could you imagine going into a courtroom and not knowing what you're being charged with?
Yeah. You know what? You're right. It leads to police state tactics. You know, certainly it would limit, I believe, not only would it hurt our troops, but I think your point's really good, too. It would limit our ability as United States citizens to move around the world, because I'll tell you something, there are places that I would love to see, but if each country is allowed to interpret all of this themselves and act the same way that Bush is proposing we act, I'm certainly not going there, because that's what will end up happening. Who's to say you can't get arrested as being a quote-unquote spy, and then suddenly you're in a situation where, you're right, you're subjected to not being able to see the evidence against you. You're subjected to God knows what. Very good point.
Yourself.
Yeah.
You can't defend yourself.
Right. You know what it is? It's protecting all of us. Marshall, thanks, man. Have a great work day.
You too.
Bye. All right. See ya. He's right about that. And we'll talk more about, do we have time to slip this Lindsey Graham cut in? Do we have time to slip it in? Yeah, let's do it real quick. Here's Lindsey Graham.
If it's seen that our country is trying to redefine the Geneva Convention to meet the needs of the CIA, why can't every other country redefine the Geneva Convention to meet the needs of their secret police? It would be a disaster. We can protect the program. The program is people. But we need not, in my opinion, go down the road of being seen as redefining treaty obligations that have been longstanding. The Geneva Convention, Bob, is just not some concept. It has saved lives. We adhere to it, and we expect others to do it. I know Al-Qaeda and Taliban will butcher our people, but this is not the only war we're going to be in. And I can give you plenty of examples of where downed pilots, people caught in foreign countries, were saved from torture and death because we insisted the Geneva Convention be applied.
All right, there's Lindsey Graham on CBS's Face the Nation. Up next, free speech outside the workplace.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at WindRiverSpas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Breaking news from Washington, an incident at the Capitol. Police have reportedly arrested a driver who plowed through a barricade outside the complex. One report says he got out of his car and ran inside. Let's go live to Washington and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, what's the latest?
Well, the Capitol is open now. It was locked down briefly this morning. Police did a full security sweep of the building. CBS News video from the scene showed officers, some with their guns drawn, turning traffic away from the area. Now, the streets around the Hill are, of course, normally busy at this time of day as staffers start the work week, which is the case. For many, though, this day at the desk started a bit late, Frank.
Once again, police have arrested a man who allegedly drove through a barricade at the Capitol in Washington. The Capitol had been sealed off, Peter Mayer telling us it's open again, and that's all we know at this point. It's changing the way America shops. Bad spinach blamed for one death and more than 100 other E. coli cases in 19 states.
It does make you take another look at the food system and how things are gotten to the grocery store. It's scary.
Dr. Julie Gerberding, director of the Centers for Disease Control, says investigators are going over every possible source of contamination.
We have to look at the soil, the way the crops are handled, the fertilizer, their proximity to cattle or deer or other animals that carry these bacteria.
Since the source of the problem isn't known, farms in California's Salinas Valley have no choice but to destroy entire spinach crops worth millions of dollars. It was nothing serious, apparently, but the crew aboard the International Space Station had a brief scare a little over an hour ago. Space Station manager Mike Suffrandini.
It turns out what was happening was we have some sort of a leak. We don't understand the source yet, but some sort of a leak of potassium hydroxide, KOH, that was coming out of the O2 vent. We have shut down the electron and cleaned up the spill. The situation is stabilized.
In the case of the newborn baby kidnapped last Friday, no news is not good news.
We're just running down every lead we possibly can, and we're still getting leads, so we're still moving forward.
Sheriff Gary Telke says police in Lowndell, Missouri, are looking for a heavyset white woman in her 30s who kidnapped week-old Abigail Lynn Woods after slashing her mother's throat. The girl's mother was released from the hospital yesterday. Across the Muslim world, an apology from Pope Benedict has failed to stop the protest over his speech last week, citing an ancient text that equated Islam and violence. An Al-Qaeda group in Iraq vowed to wage war against worshippers of the cross. Three wildfires are wreaking havoc on Southern California, the biggest, burning almost 2 weeks now in the Los Padres National Forest, 75 miles northwest of Los Angeles. Has been dumping ash on Santa Barbara. The size of that fire doubled over the weekend. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
Now, how can it be? You put up a sign, you just wait for the offers to roll in. It becomes a second job.
Getting the house appraised and the comps.
The money that you think you're going to save, you end up losing.
I've bought and sold homes before, and now the first thing I do is call a realtor.
Realtors have the experience to price your home so it can sell for up to 16% more than selling it yourself.
Using a realtor is a smart financial decision.
Get the facts straight about selling your own home. Talk to an agent and be sure to ask if that agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
It's way too risky to sell your house on your own.
The morning commute. It's rarely pretty, but it can be tasty. It's as simple as popping a Jimmy Dean sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit into the microwave. In less than a minute, you're out the door and on your way, smiling over a mouthful of sausage, egg, and flaky biscuit. Yes, sirree. Compared to a good hot breakfast, gridlock traffic doesn't stand a chance. So do yourself a favor and look for Jimmy Dean biscuits inside your grocer's freezer, because the day begins with a happy breakfast.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. State highway crews will be blasting the mountainside on I-70 east of Grand Junction to try and avoid more dangerous rock slides like the one that killed a woman Saturday night. A huge rock said to be the size of an SUV came down on a tractor-trailer into Beck Canyon, closing the highway. CDOT's Nancy Shank says crews won't reopen the eastbound lanes for several days.
We want to make sure that we bring down any other loose rock material and get that stabilized before we open the eastbound lanes up to traffic.
Eastbound traffic will be redirected to one lane on the westbound side until the work is done. Well, it was the lowest scoring game in the 93 times they've met, and only the only one without a touchdown, but the Broncos managing to pull out a win against Kansas City 9-6 yesterday. Jason Elam with the field goal in overtime.
I'm used to being on offenses here in Denver where we stick up a lot of points. You know, Mike Shanahan's offenses are always, you know, very, very good. So, you know, our defense is playing just outstanding right now. But nobody scored a touchdown against us. They're playing great. And the, you know, the offense, we just got to get some things clicking, and we'll get it going.
Broncos take on New England next week on Sunday Night Football. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, it's been a little hectic, for sure. Southbound 25 recovering from an earlier traffic problem, Yale to Evans right now. Just busy through that area. You're making your way down to C-470. We had a wreck that was blocking southbound lanes of Santa Fe and a setback now. Northbound Colorado at 121st, a rollover wreck, has that backed up in all directions. Filling up southbound 25 at 104th, eastbound 270 at I-76. I-70 looks good cutting across town and no major problems on the Boulder Turnpike. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, high clouds through midday. Locally breezy, 68 for the high. Right now it's 39 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now, you can get one-hour digital prints from King Soopers for just 15 cents each with the coupon in this week's ad. Log on to kingsoopers.com or bring your digital media card into any participating store. Right store, right price.
I work all day, Dr. Phil. I guess I'm sort of a homebody, so I feel like it's really never going to happen for me.
Look, love is not like the pizza man. Hi, I'm going door to door looking for a life partner. Not going to happen.
Dr. Phil is on Match.com. His insights inspire millions every day. For a limited time, Match.com will guarantee you'll find someone special within 6 months, or will give you 6 months free. Join Match.com today, the number one site for love. Visit Match.com for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Seven, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, high today 69, mostly sunny skies, AM 760 Progressive Talk. It was cold this morning. I assume it's beginning at least a little bit to warm up. You're going out, you might want to take a light jacket along with you. Let me give you the phone number first, 303-713-7600. This story is something that I'm kind of familiar with, in that most radio stations that I worked at, not the ones like in the very beginning of my career that were owned by single owners and, you know, were very small, but later when you got into more larger companies, they would always do this, particularly when they would sign you to a contract. They'd have a morals clause in the contract, or a morals agreement that you had to sign, indicating that if you got caught drunk driving, if you got caught taking drugs, if you got caught, and they outlined a whole bunch of stuff. Basically, they had good reason to terminate you or fire you. Now, I don't remember if it ever said anything in here about, if it said anything in any of those clauses about free speech or about making comments away from your job about life or about anything going on in the world or... I mean, I don't remember it ever having any of that in there. And usually the big concern was that it was what you would say on the air that they were worried about, not what you would say off the air. I don't know if my current situation has a moral clause in it or not. I don't remember. I've never even come close to ever breaking one of those things. I sign them routinely because I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I'm not the kind of person who would lead the Denver Police Department on a high-speed chase down Colorado Boulevard. I just don't, you know, that's just not me. But if I were to say something controversial in a public appearance, not on the radio station, but in front of a group, or I were to post something controversial on a website, would the radio station or the company therefore have the right to terminate me? Now, my first inclination would be, if it happened to me, my first inclination would be that I would call the ACLU. Because how much does your employer, how much right does your employer have to control your behavior away from your job, particularly when it comes to free speech? I'm not talking about, you know, getting drunk, smoking dope, you know, any of those kind of things. I'm just talking about making comments or posting stuff on a web blog or on somebody else's internet site or whatever the case may be. I mean, how much control do they have? Well, there's a story this morning, and it's been circulating around for a while, but it's this morning. It's by Bill Scanlon in the Rocky Mountain News. Let me read you a little bit of it. The man behind the city's anti-hate hotline, this is Boulder, has gotten into trouble for some reckless speech of his own. Rob Smoke, a member of Boulder's Human Relations Commission, posted this on his MySpace.com profile page. I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm horny, I'm stoned, and I'm a city official. Well, that raised eyebrows among city council members, including the deputy mayor, who said that Smoke seemed to be using the power of his office to solicit relationships on MySpace.com. And he says that everybody on MySpace is soliciting relationships, but she seems to be implying something else. This is Rob Smoke being quoted this morning in the Rocky Mountain News. On his page on MySpace, he wrote, if the word solicit is meant to indicate the act of sending an invite to others to be a friend, yes, I've done that. If it means an allegation that I have sought sexual liaisons, I have not done that. The city council will consider the issue at tomorrow night's evening's meeting. Well, they must not have much going on in Boulder, okay? This spring, Smoke was a key advocate of having Boulder become the first city in the nation to use public money to establish an anti-hate hotline. While some denigrated it as an assault on free speech, Smoke defended the idea, saying it gives a voice to people who have been victims of subtle or not-so-subtle discrimination. Regarding his right to free speech on MySpace, Smoke said, he's quoted in the Rocky Mountain News as saying, there's a lot to be said for people being allowed to be who they are. I want to live in an inclusive community, the kind that gives a voice to minorities and immigrants, but also doesn't punish people for what they say in cyberspace. Smoke says he's being hounded because he has embarrassed the city a couple of times with his activism. He opposed the actions of the University of Colorado officials when they took photos of students gathered at a pro-marijuana rally in April and posted them on a widely read website, which to me was also, you know, like, I mean, come on. Bad news there. He said he's also upset some council members. He also upset some council members when he insisted on resurrecting the idea of the anti-hate hotline after the council had let it sit idle for several months. Smoke said his controversial posting on MySpace is paraphrasing a lyrics from a Doors song, "I'm horny, I'm stoned," and then the Rocky Mountain News reprints the lyrics. Well, I'm tired, I'm nervous, I'm bored, I'm stoned. Don't you know life ain't so easy when you're on your own? I'm lonely. I'm ugly, I'm horny, I'm cold. Now my question is, does Boulder have anything to be upset about? Now, you know what? There's no such thing as free speech in the workplace. Your employer has the right to control what you say when you're at the job. But how much right does your employer have to control your actions when you're away from the job? And when does your First Amendment free speech apply, and when does it not? And this whole idea of MySpace.com and people posting stuff in cyberspace is something that we're going to have to deal with for a long time to come, because this, you know, this is an ongoing phenomenon. I don't have a profile on MySpace.com. I've never been to MySpace.com. I don't know what goes on in my. Yeah, that's not true. I have looked at MySpace.com, but I've never posted anything there. I've never put anything there. But you know what? I've occasionally posted stuff at websites. I've occasionally posted my opinion. Some of those places I've identified myself. Some of them I have not. But if I got caught putting something up there, do you think that my employer, do you think Clear Channel would have the right to boot me out if it was something that they didn't agree with? Does the Boulder City Council need to be taking up what this guy Rob Smoke did? And is what he did really that bad? I mean, you know, is this really that pertinent of a problem that they have to talk about this? I mean, should this guy's job be in jeopardy for getting on there and posting this? Okay, so some people will make the argument, and they'll make the case that, you know what? He's a city employee. It's not good representation of the city. On and on and on again about all this. But where does it say in the law that a city employee or a state employee or a federal employee or any employee is exempt of their First Amendment rights away from their job? I mean, as long as they don't do it on the, you know, at the workplace. And he says on the posting there that he's a city official. Well, he's just talking about what he does for a living. Like, is that a crime? Is that wrong? So, I don't understand. I use that terminology a lot about I don't understand. But you know what? I do understand. You know, the Boulder feels that, I mean, the deputy mayor feels that, okay, this is a poor representation of the city. But you know something? If you don't do it in a city capacity, and if you do it on your own private time, what's the crime? And the key here is, if he had left out that I'm a city official, if he had left that out on MySpace.com, would this not be a big deal if they had left it out? Because he put I'm a city official? So does the First Amendment apply to Rob Smoke? Does it apply to you, away from your job? I think it applies to me. I think if I say something that is really out of place and really out of line on these airwaves, not obscene, but really out of line, I mean, if I were to get on here one morning and make racist statements, sexist statements, homophobic statements, and those, you know what, I think my employer has a right to come to me and say, hey, you're on our air, you're representing us. If I posted that stuff on the station website, that would also be an indication that I could possibly be in trouble. And there was a columnist, the cultural critic for the New Republic, who lost his job for getting on their web blog and posting laudatory statements about himself, and they found out who it was and they dismissed him. But what about away from the job? How much power should your employer, be it state, local, federal, or private enterprise, have over your activities away from your gig? 303-713-7600, three open lines, 717, 17 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons and lose them, or use them, or lose them, as I always say.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Busy ride for us still along sections of southbound I-25. Colorado to Yale was getting back to normal after an earlier problem. You're still really heavy trying to get into downtown I-70 to Spear. Just normal delays there. And, of course, I-25 southbound 104th to 84th through Thornton North Glen. We're full up now 270 through Commerce City. And, of course, we still have the northbound lanes of Colorado completely blocked at 121st. That was shut down due to a rollover crash. Weather today, high clouds through midday, locally breezy, looking for a high of 68. Tonight, mostly clear, winds dying down, and some patchy frost, 36 for the low. Right now, it's 39. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need a car, but your credit's not so good? Get to Freeway Ford, where your credit approval is always guaranteed. Plus, Zero Down delivers today and every day. Choose from hundreds of vehicles, new and used, imports and domestics. They'll get it done. Freeway Ford, I-25 and Evans, or at cheaperfords.com.
Seasonal fall allergies? Are you at least 15 years of age or older? Western States Clinical Research is conducting a clinical research study for patients who have persistent asthma and daily nasal symptoms due to seasonal fall allergies. If you qualify, you'll receive investigational medication and study-related physical exams at no cost. You'll also receive compensation for study participation. For more information and to see if you may qualify, call Western States Clinical Research at 303-940-0909.
Today's seminar is titled, How to Uncover Leads. It's easy. All you need is Hoovers. That's right. Just go to www.tryhoovers.com. Okay, that's it. Thanks for coming.
Whoa, hey. That's it? I paid a lot of money for this seminar, and all I get is tryhoovers.com?
To meet sales goals, you need targeted, qualified leads, not just names and numbers. And there's just one place to go for accurate information, tryhoovers.com.
But I already have a list of businesses and people that I can call. Why Hoovers?
Are you sure you're calling the right people? Do they have a need for your products and services? Hoovers is the only resource that can uncover the right leads, so you can start prospecting today. And right now, Hoovers is offering a free trial at tryhoovers.com.
So Hoovers can help me uncover new leads that I've been missing.
Go check it out. Over 300,000 successful business professionals already rely on Hoovers to get and keep their competitive edge.
Visit tryhoovers.com for your free trial or call 1-866-206-2076. Offer ends soon.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk September 28th through September 30th for the 25th annual Great American Beer Festival held at the Colorado Convention Center. This three-day event is host to one of the nation's most prestigious beer judging competitions.
Be sure to come thirsty.
There will be over 1,600 samples from the 380 U.S. brewers participating. For all the details and for the chance to win your free tickets, log on to AM760.net.
22 minutes after 7. Good morning. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 69, mostly sunny. Rob Smoke in Boulder, he posted on MySpace.com, I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm horny, I'm stoned, I'm a city official, and now he's in trouble. I mean, is this deserved or not? Did it on his own time. There's worse things you could do in life. 303-713-7600, one line open. Let's go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
I agree with you that I think what we do on our own time is nobody else's business. But the fact of the matter is, and I'm a state employee, and I know this to be true for city and federal too, that, well, at least in the state of Colorado, we're all at-will employees. And we sign that on our contracts, which basically says I could walk in tomorrow and be given 15 minutes notice that I'm done without any explanation as to why, and that's how it is for state employees.
Well, there are a lot of states where you're an at-will employee, but it doesn't mean that because you're an at-will employee that they can turn around and violate your rights. For instance, they couldn't fire you because you're African American. They couldn't fire you because you're a woman. They couldn't fire you because you're old. They couldn't fire you for any of those things. And where does it say that when you sign your at-will contract that you suddenly say to them, okay, you know what, I surrender my right of free speech outside the workplace?
It doesn't, but I just know that in the clause it says, can be terminated without any further notification as to why.
You know what? I don't care what it says. We have federal laws and guidelines, and we have the First Amendment of the Constitution that cover all that. For instance, do you think that you could get fired if you work for the state and you made a statement about Governor Bill Owens to, like, say, the Rocky Mountain News, the Denver Post, because they stopped you, say, at Flatiron Mall or something, and somebody said, oh, I know that guy. He works in the transportation department or whatever. Do you think they could fire you for that? I don't think you'd get away with it just any more than they could call you in and go, look, you know what? You're 66 years of age. You're too old. You got to leave.
I don't know. I wouldn't do it.
Well, I mean,
In our current atmosphere, I wouldn't do it.
I'd challenge him. Wouldn't you go to court? Wouldn't you say, okay, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, you know what? You have no control of what I do at the Flatiron Mall. As long as I'm not breaking the law, there's nothing in the law that says that I can't say that Governor Owens is a bad governor or that he's a great governor or that, Bob Beaupre is an idiot or Bill Ritter is unqualified. I mean, you can't.
No.
They can't do anything to you for that.
No, I agree with you, but at the same time, it's made clear to at least salaried employees that on the clock or off, when we're out in public, people know if they recognize us as to what department. At that moment, whether we like it or not, we are representing that department. And, I mean, I'm totally in agreement with you. I'm just telling you how it is in the political atmosphere as an employee. We're, wanting to make sure that I have my job tomorrow and not having to take it to task and go through that fight. I have a family, and I couldn't afford to not be in work and have to put up a political fight. So it's a catch-22, and I agree with you. I think it's junk. The other part of it is I have a relative who is a federal employee who works for the Department of the Interior. He's forbidden from putting any kind of political signs in his yard.
Well, see, you know what? I would go to court. I would go to court over that.
That one apparently is in writing and made very clear. I mean, he has good democratic values, which I applaud, but as far as putting a Bill Ritter sign in his yard or in Kerry 04 would have been a huge jeopardization of his job. And so that's the kind of stuff that I agree with you. I think it's a line crossed that is inappropriate, but there's some I'm glad you brought this up because I think it's a good discussion to go deeper into and find out what are the limits and what protections do we have, because other than that, all I know is what the atmosphere is and how it feels and what we're, what's either said in, not explicitly, and then, there's the verbal and the nonverbal messages, and they're out there, so.
Well, you know what? I think the guy's got a court case, but maybe I'm wrong, but I just don't feel that I am, and if I am wrong, then it's pretty damn, I don't see how anything supersedes the Bill of Rights, but you know what? You're right. A lot of people who would get caught in this and couldn't afford the litigation. But to me, I just don't see how anything supersedes the First Amendment to the Constitution. John, thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Thanks for your time, Jake.
Oh, you got it. Anytime you want it, man.
Thanks.
See ya. Let's go to Ryan in Fraser. Ryan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Jay. How's it going?
Good, man.
My question is, how many more of these occurrences or bills or whatever do we need to see before we consider this a communist government? I mean, we're not too far away from being a communist country. I mean, they're listening to my phone calls. They're telling me what I can and can't put on my front lawn. This is just ridiculous in my eyes.
Well, I agree, but the thing is that somebody's got to come forward and somebody's got to go to court over it, I think, is the only way to get it changed. I mean, somebody would have to challenge them. What I'd like to know, and I'd like to know particularly, how taxpayers feel about this, yourself, people in Boulder, people all over the Front Range, how do you feel about the city council taking this whole measure up on tomorrow night's meeting? I mean, don't you think it's a waste of taxpayers' time?
I think it's a great waste of time. And one thing, if you're an elected official, where I'm paying your salary, that's kind of a gray area. I might lean a little bit towards, wanting to know what that guy or girl's doing outside of work, since I elected them and I'm paying the salary. But, for somebody like me where, it has no bearing on, really, in my opinion, what I'm doing before or after work,
But if it's an elected official and they don't break the law, then you have the right to go to the polls and throw that person out.
true.
If they break the law, then that's a whole different story. But I can't imagine, and I could be wrong here, but I can't imagine a circumstance where you would be breaking the law by engaging in free speech unless you were to do something like, you know, yell fire at a crowded theater or do something that you could prove that could be injurious to somebody else. But posting something on a website is not injurious. How's that injurious?
No, that everyone is owed the right to tell somebody else to get bent. You know what I mean? Or good job or bad job. You know, I like you, I don't like you. That's the whole point of the United States. You know, that is the whole basis. That is, you know, definition of this country, in my opinion. You know, to be able to tell somebody to screw off or not at your leisure.
Yeah, you know what? I agree. Or post anything you want to post.
Yeah, that's it.
As long as it doesn't violate the law. I mean, saying I'm stoned, that's too broad of a connotation. I mean, that could mean that you're stoned on alcohol. That's not against the law.
No. You know, and there's, you know what, though? It's not against the law to be high, you know? If I went and smoked a joint and got pulled over and was clean but stoned, nothing he could do.
Unless it impaired your driving ability.
Well, you know, there's all those gray areas, you know, that you could argue, too. But, no, that's just it, you know. How far are we going to go before this is a communist country?
I don't know. You know what it is? We got to stand up and we got to fight back. That's what we got to do. We have to cry foul. Ryan, thank you, man. Appreciate
all
the
right.
call.
Talk to you next time. See
all right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. I'd particularly like to hear from employers. I'd like to hear from people in Boulder. I'd like to hear from any of you who are taxpayers. Would you like to see, I mean, do you think it's a waste of time for the city council of Boulder to take up this whole thing about this guy, Rob Smoke, who's on Boulder's Human Relations Commission? He's on a commission, for God's sakes. It's not like it's the mayor. 7:30 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, Gina Michaels.
Yes.
Think this guy's in trouble. He puts on MySpace. Have you ever been to MySpace.com?
I've never been to it. Heard a lot about it.
Yeah, I have too. I've only been there once. He puts on MySpace.com profile page, I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm horny, I'm stoned, I'm a city official.
Ew. I don't want to know. Entirely too much information for me.
Yeah, but if you're cruising MySpace.com and you're looking for people to hook up with, I mean, what I'm asking you is should he be fired for this?
I don't know that he should be fired, but I think it's unprofessional, considering his line of work.
Yeah, but you can't be unprofessional away from your job. I'm unprofessional all the time from my job.
He was drawing attention to himself by saying he's a city official, though. Maybe if he had left that part out.
So what should he put down for employment?
I don't know. Government? I don't know.
should he put down I'm unemployed? It would read, I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm horny, and I have no job.
Now that would make sense, maybe.
Why are you saying that people are tired, horny, and who admit to being stoned don't hold jobs?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
Excuse me. The whole thing's just kind of ew, you know.
All right. Do you think the Boulder City Council should be taking this up tomorrow in session, like giving this guy a hard time?
I don't know about that. I think maybe they should have. Maybe there should have been some disciplinary action taken.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? Well, I'm going to tell you something. You better walk the line away from your job, because if I find out that you do anything that's at least been over the line, I'm calling your boss, Lee Dombrowski.
Okay. You can do that.
All right. 7:32, 28 before 8. What's the traffic look like?
Well, eastbound traffic really at peak volume now out of Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, lined up as usual, Kipling to I-25. Same stretch there for I-70 eastbound. Boulder Turnpike through Broomfield really jamming. You want to watch out for the braking Federal to Pecos. C-470 out of Littleton is clogged, and those delays kicking in at Wadsworth. Remember, too, northbound Colorado at 121st remains off limits. They're cleaning up a rollover crash there. Weather today, high clouds through midday, locally breezy and 68. Currently, it's 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save now, save later with Orbitz. Go to Orbitz.com, and when you save now on select trips in 2006, you can save even more on select trips in early 2007. Only when you Orbitz and go. See site for terms and conditions.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry.com. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-3481. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-3481. That's 1-800-700-3481.
Tackling an opponent can be tough, but there's nothing like losing someone to prostate cancer. I know I lost my grandfather. Often there are no early warning signs or symptoms, but it's nearly 100% survival if it's detected early. That's why I encourage all men 40 and over to get screened for prostate cancer.
Meet All-Pro linebacker Al Wilson Tuesday, September 19th when you get screened at Rocky Mountain Cancer Centers in Aurora. To register, visit ColoradoCancerCenters.com. That's ColoradoCancerCenters.com.
Don't wait. Get checked.
So, what's the deal?
Oh, Comcast put internet, phone, and cable together in one package for just $33 each per month when you sign up for all three.
No! What's the deal with us assembling furniture for Confucius?
He who inserts board J into slot C will live in a happy home.
Do you have any soda?
He who goes without soda will live 100 years.
The Comcast Triple Play. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast digital voice with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast digital cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and programs ready to watch when you are. Each for just $33 per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. Call 1-888-COMCAST. It's Comcastic. Offer ends 9/30/06. Not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during the promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Rockies fans, come out and show your support of the home team before the season is over. Get your tickets today at Coors Field, Rockies Dugout Stores, King Soopers, 1-800-388-ROCK, or online at ColoradoRockies.com.
Isn't it time for a new pair of favorite jeans? Lee has any style you need, including relaxed, loose straight leg, and boot cut, and any wash you want. So it's easy to find what's right for you. Come see the new Lee and find your new favorite pair of jeans at Kohl's. Lee, get what fits.
While they're misleading the masses, we're empowering the people. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yeah, smoke on the water for Rob Smoke, who has found himself in a bit of trouble in Boulder. AM 760, Progressive Talk, 736, 24 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High today, 69. Under mostly sunny skies, three lines open at 303-713-7600. The man behind the city's anti-hate hotline has gotten himself into some trouble for reckless speech of his own, according to the Rocky Mountain News this morning. Rob Smoke, a member of Boulder's Human Relations Commission, posted this on his MySpace.com profile. I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm horny, I'm stoned, I'm a city official. And now the city council is going to take this up in a meeting. The deputy mayor is upset about it. And you know what? I'd like to know whether you agree with this. I mean, with them making a big deal out of this. Also, does anybody out there have a profile on MySpace.com? Maybe I should put one up. Saying I'm old, I'm worn out. All right, two lines open at 303-713-7600. Here's Tom in Aurora. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, man. Your last couple three callers pretty much covered everything I wanted to talk about. So I just got to throw this in there. Stop picking on Gina, man. She's just, I can sense the discomfort in her voice. She's coming from a different political stance than us. And I cringe every time you get into her because I can just tell she's really not too into it.
No, she's into it. She's just shadow boxing with me, which is what she gets. Besides doing the traffic, that's what she gets. That's what she gets paid to do.
You know, okay.
I wonder if anybody. I wonder if anybody. If you. You know this whole thing about employers controlling what you do off the job. How much right do you think an employer has to dictate what you do in your own time? As long as you don't break the law.
It's unfortunate, but, you know, they can pretty much do a lot. You know, there's the guy up in Greeley who's working for Anheuser-Busch who got fired for drinking a Coors off the clock. Somebody saw him in a bar, and they saw him drinking a Coors. He didn't even realize he was drinking a Coors. Somebody just handed him the beer. And next thing you know, one of his managers was there.
But wait a minute, was he on break, or was this like he was away from his job?
Totally off the job, totally
well,
done
how's
for the
that,
day.
How's that legal? What are you saying? You can't go into like a Coors or any place else if you can't go into a bar and have a beer?
Not if you work for Anheuser-Busch. They better not catch you drinking one of their main competitors' brands, or they're going to be very upset about that. He lost his job over it. He's fighting it, but he doesn't have a job at Anheuser-Busch anymore. I mean, it's one of those things. You know, how far do you want to go with this stuff? I mean, I would like to have the leisure to challenge in court everything I find objectionable about what my employer does, but I don't have the time or the resources to do that. I mean, this is a little different. This guy's a city council member. It's already getting hot.
No,
so
he's just a member. He's just a member of the Human Rights Human Relations Commission. He's not a city council member. But you know what? How about if your employer tomorrow decided that they saw you? I don't know. Think about something. Like they saw you go in to like one of these places on Colfax that shows adult films, and so they went to you and said, you know, we saw you and. Blah, and you got fired. I mean, you wouldn't try to fight that?
Well, the first thing I'd ask is, what are you doing over in that part of town? What were you doing over there?
Well, we were driving by and we saw you.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, that's kind of a crummy part of town. How do I know you weren't cruising for hookers on Colfax there, you know, boss? That's what I'd say to him.
All right, but if I said to you, okay, if I was your boss and said to you, you're terminated, would you fight that? Sure you would, wouldn't you?
I would fight something like that, sure. That's beyond the pale. I mean, I think anybody can see that's completely unjustified, and that's none of their business, and that was just a chance thing that they happened to see me over in that part of town. This guy might be a little different. He posted to a public forum. He did a stupid thing and said, I'm a public official. I mean, that was just stupid. Now, maybe you shouldn't be getting fired for being stupid, but, you know, I would have used a little more common sense than he did. I think they're making a tempest in a teapot of it in Boulder, though. I don't know why that surprises anybody that they're doing that. You know, they're kind of given to those sorts of things in Boulder. So, you know, you got to pick your battles, I guess I'd say.
How can a place, and I ask this hypothetically because I know it's true, how can a place that's supposed to be so quote-unquote liberal, left-wing, be so
oppressive?
Yeah, so any free speech.
Well, you know, they kind of hold a double standard in Boulder. I mean, it's supposedly liberal, anything goes, but it's also very politically correct. And people have been pilloried in that town for, you know, making all kinds of statements that don't toe the politically correct line. You know, I mean, you can definitely make that observation. I hate to sound like Mike Rosen here saying things like that, but it's definitely true.
I don't know, man. Not to the kind of atmosphere I'd want to function in. Tom, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
I agree. Have a good one, Jay.
Okay. And if you're in Boulder, feel free to, you know, defend your city or, you know, defend this. If you think you can defend it at 303-713-7600, I don't know how. I don't know how the city council thinks they can get away with this. Let's go to Jeff in Centennial. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Jay. I just wanted to comment. I'm on two board of directors, and I'm also an employer, and I think it's a malicious violation of their First Amendment right to disallow this employee to do his own personal business on his own, and it's his own personal issue.
Well, do you stipulate, as an employer, do you stipulate what your employees can do away from, what they can and cannot do away from the job?
Absolutely not.
I mean, you know, unless they're breaking the law. Okay, so if you got a guy working for you and he turns out to be, a highline burglar, or he shows up, you know, he gets caught drunk driving or something, and he's in a company car or something like that. But let's say he's not even in a company car. He gets caught drunk driving. A lot of places you would get fired for that. Would you fire somebody if they got caught for drunk driving?
That's erroneous. That's his own personal issue, and that's where he absolutely has to deal with his own problems away from the work environment. So once that occurs, I mean, he's got to deal with the law on his own, not his employer. That's his personal issue, and that should not be construed as being part of his employment. And that's what the statute and the law state, especially when you made mention of the federal laws earlier. The state or the employer does not supersede federal mandate law.
It's weird. It's weird how the city of Boulder and this deputy mayor thinks that this guy should be punished. All right, you know, look, it's not the greatest thing in the world to put on your profile. I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm horny, I'm stoned, I'm a city official. But it's also not a felony.
Absolutely. And the employer, the city officials and these county and state officials, if you want to call them that, I call them public servants because I don't have a lot of reverence towards them. They're constantly superseding and overstepping people's rights and protection rights under the law and under the Constitution, as you mentioned earlier, under Amendment 1. It's just too much. It's got too much empowerment, and it's verging on socialism, like that one guy said earlier, communism, neo-fascism. It's getting to that point, Jay, and I'm a Republican turned Democrat in the last election because I'm set up on the direction this country's going into, and this is just one of many vivid examples in which they're violating our protection rights.
Well, that's why those of us who value free speech, those of us who value these kinds of personal liberties, we have to band together and we have to, you know, rise up and say, hey, you know what? This is not right. You can't do it. It's wrong. And granted, I mean, it's not the wisest choice in the world that this guy made, but once again, it's not a felony. Jeff, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, take care. 303-713-7600, three lines open here on this Monday morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And once again, if you live in Boulder and you want to defend this, please feel free to do so. Or if you live anywhere else and you want to defend this, or if you're an employer like Jeff, or if you're just simply an employee and you look at your own workplace experience, is this the kind of thing that the city council in Boulder ought to be getting together on Tuesday evening to take this measure up? And if you live in Boulder, I mean, you're paying taxes for this, to talk about this Rob Smoke guy. 7:45, 15 away from 8 here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. This show available, podcast. All you got to do is go to am760.net and download it.
Take your next vacation to Acapulco. Sandy beaches, great nightlife, and 100% sunshine guaranteed. Acapulco will pay for your...
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
70 right near Vasquez and I-76 is pretty well crammed westbound from 96 into Commerce City. Don't forget, too, we have mountains closures. Don't forget, too, we have closures in the mountains along I-70. Of course, the usual one is on the westbound side of the Eisenhower Tunnel. That started up again last night. It'll be in place till Friday morning. And eastbound 70 at DeBeck Canyon. We had a crash there resulting in a rock slide yesterday, and so they have that side of that section closed off as well. Weather outlook today, high clouds through midday, locally breezy and 68. Right now it's 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
What is the President of the United States going to do about Bin Laden right now?
Ed Schultz.
How are you going to fight the war on terror?
I'd like to have some clarification as to what the plan is.
Because you know what? In the last four speeches, all I've gotten was a scorecard.
I haven't felt the fever from President Bush that we're going to get that son of a... I haven't felt that!
The Ed Schultz Show, weekday afternoons 1 to 4.
I want to feel it! I want to see it! I want to know they're going after him!
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Give your child a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to dance with the Moscow Ballet in the Great Russian Nutcracker. The Moscow Ballet is holding open auditions for children's roles in the Great Russian Nutcracker at 10 a.m. Saturday, September 30th at American Furniture Warehouse in Englewood. Children ages 8 to early teens will be cast as party guests, mice, angels, little snowflakes, butterflies, and more. Auditions will be held September 30th at 10 a.m. at American Furniture Warehouse in Englewood. For more details and information, go to denvernutcracker.com.
Only one person gets to be the most important person in a business. And in this business, that's Jan.
Jeez, I'm just an account manager.
You keep your big accounts happy.
Yeah.
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until...
Until what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where are you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
7:49, 11 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Homeowners, here's an important offer that'll save you money. Available only from the mortgage store, they have a new 6 months with no payment program. You're going to love this. They're going to combine 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. Get rid of all of these. Consolidate your bills into one low, low, low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. You heard me right. No payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company. You can trust them. They'll get you the results. They underwrite their own loans so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can choose and close your loan in as little as a week. That's right. They can close your loan in as little as a week. They've got $25 million dedicated to this program. It's not going to last long, so you got to get on the horn and call them right now. This 5.75% rate with only a 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments is not going to last forever. It's not going to last long. Don't wait. Call right now. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number. Just call 877-55-GO-NOW. That's 877-55-GO-NOW. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 877-55-GO-NOW. That's 877-55-GO-NOW. Call now.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Mostly sunny, AM 760 Progressive Talk. The man behind the city's anti-hate hotline has gotten into trouble for posting the following on MySpace.com in his profile. I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm horny, I'm stoned, I'm a city official. And of course, now everybody in Boulder's in an uproar, right? Two lines open at 303-713-7600. I've yet to have one call from Boulder. So people in Boulder must be hiding this morning. Don't want to confront what their city council is up to. Here's Doug in Denver. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. What about you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. It's morning. I'm trying to wake up.
I hear you.
This is just plain ridiculous, man. I mean, I am totally sick of employers branding their employees as the business itself. I mean, what you do on your off time is what you do on your off time. Your employee has no stipulation what you do with that. And what this guy did on MySpace, who cares? It's a public forum. There are millions of users on it. Who cares if he's a public official? It's like if the president posted on there, too. Of course, we'd be jumping all over him, but...
Yeah, but that's a different story. He's an elected official, and you'd have the right to criticize that and take it out on him in the ballot box. This guy... I mean, I fail to see, for instance, how what he posted on there has any ramifications about the job that he does on the Human Relations Commission.
I have to agree with that, too. I mean, it's like he just posted nonsense. What does that have to do with his job?
Maybe he thought he was being funny.
Well, yeah, maybe he wasn't really horny and stoned. He was just posting some absurdity to get some hits or something.
I don't know. He says that there's a lot to be said for people being allowed to be who they are. I want to live in an inclusive community, the kind that gives voice to minorities, immigrants, but also doesn't punish people for what they say in cyberspace. I don't know. Is Boulder not an all-inclusive community? Maybe it's not an all-inclusive community.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I work in Boulder, and I'm driving there right now, and I find it less inclusive than, say, Denver. Denver seems to be more inclusive, more accepting of everybody and all these other people. And you walk around Boulder, and heaven forbid if you smoke a cigarette or do something that goes against, excuse the phrase, the Trustafarians. The so-called liberals that aren't really liberals. It really gets to me. I really don't like going to Boulder, and I find Denver to be more inclusive that way. And I don't see how this myth how Boulder got to be super liberal started.
Yeah, I'd really like to find out about that, too. Doug, thanks, man. Have a good day and drive safe.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay. Here's Christina in Erie. Christina, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I've never called the radio before. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous.
I actually was born and raised in Boulder and am now in Erie, so I'm just right down the street. And a couple of things that I wanted to mention, but one goes back to callers right before the break. And one of you all brought up, what if you were caught drunk driving off duty, not in your work vehicle? And I wanted to just make mention about that the thing about that is I think it makes a difference of what your position is. If you're an RTV bus driver and you're off duty in your own vehicle and you get a DUI, I think it does matter because, if you are okay with drinking and driving, are you going to do it on the job? The same if you're like a semi driver or something like that where your job entails driving. So I think in those instances, it does matter. The other thing I wanted to say about Boulder is there's kind of a double standard in Boulder, and I know this from growing up there, and that is you do have the liberal side. You do have the kind of hippie Pearl Street Mall people, but then you also have a huge population of very financially well-off conservatives, and they have a lot of say in what goes on in Boulder because of their financial status, and they definitely, raise arms when they think things are inappropriate. And so it's kind of a double standard. And you have this kind of dualistic group of people that live in the city of Boulder that sometimes go at odds with each other. And so that's what I've noticed through the years and growing up there and going to high school there. And now my children, we're just right in Erie, so...
All right, so it's not the monolithic place that that we think it is. Do you think that this guy should, the city council should be taking up what this guy Rob Smoke did?
Well, actually, I don't think that they have the right to discipline him at all. I think that is pretty extreme. I would have to agree with you on that one. I think that if he had done something that was maybe criminal or something like that, then certainly it would be something that we need to take issue with. However, what he has done is just expressed himself in a kind of free-going manner, and I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. People may not agree with it. However, as long as he conducts himself in an appropriate manner while he's doing his public official work, then I think that what he does on his own free time is, whatever he does. And I don't think we have should have anything to do with that or say with that.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. You know what? I'm going to table and save this story because I want to have an hour-long discussion about Boulder, and maybe we'll do it tomorrow morning if I can squeeze it in about what kind of town Boulder really is. Christina, thank you. You did a marvelous job for having never called a radio station. I hope you'll call again.
Oh, thank you very much, Dan. I enjoy your show every morning.
Well, we love you too. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Coming up next, Ed Schultz, our Monday take at 8, and Jason Bain about the Trailhead Group.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Commotion at the Capitol. Capitol Hill is just coming to life a little before 8 o'clock Eastern time when a man drove his SUV through a construction barricade, ran inside the building, and was arrested. Police locked down the Capitol complex, told workers to stay inside their offices and searched the building. The Capitol reopened about an hour later. Well, grocery shoppers still don't know how bad spinach may have caused an E. coli outbreak that killed one person and sickened more than 100 others in 19 states. And Kansas State University food safety expert Douglas Powell says they may never know.
Industry and government will, you know, they've been working on this, and they'll need to redouble their efforts to ensure that they can produce these products in a safe way.
Farmers have been forced to dump spinach crops worth millions of dollars. There's still no trace of the week-old baby girl who was kidnapped from a home in Lonedale, Missouri a few days ago. Sheriff Gary Telke says tiny Abigail Lynn Woods may be with a heavyset woman pretending to be her real mother.
People like this will tell people that they're pregnant, they'll eat to gain weight, and then later on they'll steal a child just to verify that, to show they were pregnant so they're not lying.
The girl's mother had her throat slashed by the kidnapper. She was released from the hospital yesterday. The FBI is out with a report on crime rates for 2005, and it shows a drop in property crimes, but an increase in violent crime. That includes a more than 3% jump in murders and a 20% increase in the number of juveniles arrested for murder.
We're seeing a significant departure from the past 10 years of flat crime rates. Violent crime in many cities across the country is significantly increasing.
Chuck Wexler is with a group that represents police executives from around the country. It was apparently no big deal, but a chemical leak did cause some anxious moments on the International Space Station a little over 2 hours ago. Space Station crewman Jeff Williams asked Mission Control to tell his wife he's okay.
Shannon, could you get a hold of Steve Gilmore and ask him to give a call to the house and explain what's going on so they find out that way and not another way?
And NASA says leaking potassium hydroxide caused a nasty smell, but that situation is stable now. In southern Afghanistan, Canadian soldiers were handing out candy to children when a suicide bomber on a bicycle blew himself up. The blast killed four NATO troops and wounded dozens of soldiers and civilians. The Pope's speech last week on Islam and violence is sparking more protests in the Muslim world. In Iraq today, hundreds of Muslims marched through the streets of Basra and burned the Pope in effigy. Kashmiri protesters shouted death to the Pope. In early trading, the Dow Industrial Average is down a little more than 10 points, but NASDAQ is up one. This is CBS News.
Where do you want to be?
I'd like a real estate website where I can look at all the listings, not just those of a single company.
I'll know the right house when I see it, but it's frustrating having to go from website to website. I'm wearing out my mouse.
Find your perfect place. It's easy at REMAX.com. Now REMAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. REMAX listings, and our competitors' listings, too. Nobody sells more real estate than REMAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. State highway crews will be blasting the mountainside on I-70 east of Grand Junction to try and avoid more dangerous rock slides like the one that killed a woman Saturday night. A huge rock said to be the size of an SUV came down on a tractor-trailer into Beck Canyon, closing the highway. CDOT's Nancy Shanks says crews won't reopen the eastbound lanes for several days.
We want to make sure that we bring down any other loose rock material and get that stabilized before we open the eastbound lanes up to traffic.
Eastbound traffic will be redirected to one lane on the westbound side until the work is done. Well, it was the lowest scoring game in the 93 times they've met and only the only one without a touchdown, but the Broncos managing to pull out a win against Kansas City 9-6 yesterday. Jason Elam with the field goal in overtime.
I'm used to being on offenses here in Denver where we stick up a lot of points. You know, Mike Shanahan's offenses are always, you know, very, very good. So, you know, our defense is playing just outstanding right now. But nobody scored a touchdown against us. They're playing great. And the, you know, the offense, we just got to get some things clicking and we'll get it going.
Broncos take on New England next week on Sunday Night Football. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
A bit of a tough drive for you now along northbound lanes of I-25. Right near Hamden, we have a stall, so we are seeing some traffic backing up to Bellevue. Watch out for that. Otherwise, we are just jam-packed 104th to 84th as usual on the southbound side. Your downtown congestion kicks in at 58th. We have no problems right now, at least no collision problems, along 225 in Aurora, but it is hung up northbound at Iliff, loaded up southbound at 6th and again at Parker. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, high clouds through midday, locally breezy, high of 68. Currently it's 44 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Take the Boulder Turnpike to the Flatirons Mall and experience the new sensation sweeping across the nation. It's the excitement of welcoming the newest Macy's store across the country. Don't miss the new sensation of Macy's. Way to shop.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Are you a business person in touch with current market trends? Are you gay-friendly? Check out the new exciting Boulder Pride Connections and see how they can connect you to over $640 billion in buying power. Call 303-442-2440. That's 303-442-2440.
I want you to get up now.
It's time for the Monday Take It 8.
Monday Take It 8.
I want you to get up right now, stick your head out, and yell, I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Monday Take It 8 with Jay Marvin and Ed Schultz.
Often analyzing important events and expressing their own opinions regarding them.
Marvin and Schultz on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
806, 6 minutes after 8. Good morning. High today is 69, mostly sunny. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Here's my brother from another mother, Ed Schultz, who has heard in the afternoons here, 1 until 4. It's the Monday Take at 8. And good morning, Ed. How are you?
What's going on, my man?
How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. Went to a football game in Moorhead at my old school yesterday or on Saturday, and then watched the games yesterday and did some reading and kind of relaxed, really nothing real heavy, you know?
Yeah, sounds like you had a great weekend. All right, let's jump right into this. First of all, yesterday, Meet the Press, I have a really hard time putting up with Tim Russert, and those Sunday morning talking head shows are tough to watch because I think they're unbalanced. But yesterday, Allen and Webb. Now, I got a couple of sound bites here from Allen, and I want to get your reaction to them. Let's do the first one.
Senator Allen, you too have gotten in trouble with words that you've uttered. Let me bring you back to August 11th. You were at a campaign stop, and a young man who was videotaping it for the Webb campaign was there also. Let's watch.
This fellow here over here with the yellow shirt, Makaka, or whatever his name is, he's with my opponent. And let's give a welcome to Makaka here. Welcome to America and the real world of Virginia.
And here's the young man, S.R. Siddharth. He's a resident of Virginia, an American citizen, straight-A student at Fairfax High School, and now goes to the University of Virginia. Critics say that Makaka is a racist slur and that you used it because he was dark-skinned. What did you specifically mean when you said, welcome to America and the real Virginia? Why did you use those words toward a dark-skinned American?
Tim, I made a mistake. I said things thoughtlessly. I've apologized for it as well as I should. But there was no racial or ethnic intent to slur anyone. If I had any idea that word and to some people in some parts of the world was an insult, I would never do it because it's contrary to what I believe.
Well, where did it come from? It must have been in your
consciousness. Oh, just made up. Made up word.
You'd never heard it before?
Never heard of it before.
What did you mean?
And if I did, honestly, Tim, if I thought that was slurring anybody based on their ethnicity or their race or their religion, I would never do it. It's not who I am.
You buy that?
An absolute admission of stupidity. And a gentleman who does not belong in the United States Senate because he doesn't have the mental capacity to control what's coming out of his mouth. Here's the bottom line. Let me refresh the memory of many who are listening here. First of all, when he said this, he didn't apologize for 10 days. It wasn't until the media really pounded on this and the political winds and the polls started to shift against George Allen that he even recognized that he made this mistake. And then he never apologized for another 4 days to the Siddharth, who we had on our show. And the kid was shocked. He was pointed out. He was embarrassed. And for a senator to use, I mean, senators have got to be held to a higher standard. And for a senator to use a term like that, and then admittingly not knowing what it means, just shows his ineptitude when it comes to basic intelligence. George Allen is a disaster. And I really think that Webb mopped the floor with him yesterday. And I'm surprised, because I had Jim Webb on the program last week, Jay, and I was somewhat critical of him because he just couldn't spit it out. I asked him about Iraq. I asked him about Afghanistan, and he just didn't seem to be able to compositely put his facts and his thoughts together, and he was bouncing around all over the place, and it just goes to show that audio can be somewhat deceiving sometimes, I guess. But the fact is that yesterday I thought Webb did a tremendous job and took him to that woodshed.
Yeah, I do too. You know, Alan's mother is from French Tunisia. And that word, Makaka, is used there as a racial slur, and he's sitting on national TV telling us that he made that word up?
Well, and then he was raised in a football family.
I've got
Did you
that.
Hear that?
I've got that. Hang on a second. We'll play that cut, and I want to chew that over with you, too, because you're an ex-quarterback. So let's run the second Allen cut. Here we go.
The New York Times said in 1984, as a member of the Virginia House of Delegates, Mr. Allen opposed a state holiday honoring the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. After being elected governor in 1993, he issued a proclamation honoring Confederate History Month, and the Associated Press says Allen used to keep a Confederate flag in his living room, a noose in his law office, and a picture of Confederate troops in his governor's office. Can you imagine black Americans, black Virginians reading that? What would they be thinking about George Allen, and why did you do that?
There are a lot of things that I wish I had learned earlier in life. I grew up in a football family, as you well know. And my parents and then those teams taught me a lot. And one of the things that you learn in football is that you don't care about someone's race or ethnicity or religion. It's a meritocracy. It's a level playing field. And it's what we should aspire to in our society. And that's why I've always been advocating making sure America and Virginia is a land of opportunity for all. There's a reason why State Senator Benny Lambert, a Democrat, an African-American, the senior African-American in the legislature, this past week endorsed me, because he knows my record on a variety of issues, particularly in education and improving the opportunities at historically black colleges and universities. Through the years, I've learned and I've grown. And I've learned from people. I've learned in the civil rights pilgrimage that I went down to Selma and Montgomery and Birmingham and listen to the heroes of the civil rights struggle.
No more Confederate flag.
On the Confederate flag. And then, look, I wish I had these experiences earlier in life because I would have made decisions differently. The Confederate flag As a kid, I was rebellious, anti-establishment. I still am. And I looked at the flag as a symbol for that. Now, I look at the flag also, and some others do, as heritage and as regional pride. But I've also seen over the years, talking and listening and learning and growing, that that flag to African Americans represents repression, segregation, and violence against them. And I would never want to have anything to insult or offend someone. And so that's why I would not be utilizing that flag, because that's not who I am.
You buy that?
Well, it was hanging up in his office, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, there you have it.
Well, what I find to be amazing, I'm an anti-establishment, I'm rebellious. Yeah, but he votes with the president like 98% of the time. That's like the most establishment you can get.
Well, he also cited his record on education. Excuse me, he supported No Child Left Behind. The Virginia House voted 99-0 to get rid of No Child Left Behind. So he's out of step with Virginians. The fact is, this guy Webb is now in the polls by a touchdown up on him. He stands a real good chance of defeating Senator Allen. Allen's in trouble. He was backtracking on a lot of things yesterday, and he could not explain his record on civil rights, and he could not explain the use of the Confederate flag. And to go back and say that he's learned a lot of things, and it's still going to, politically, it's going to haunt him.
You buy that football thing? That he was raised in a football family? Because I remember that there used to be criticism against the NFL about a hierarchy and that there weren't that many African-American quarterbacks. I mean, I don't know.
I didn't understand that answer. I didn't understand that parallel. If you're in a football family, are you less intelligent and less accepting of others? Or what was the point that he was trying to make there? I thought that was a real disconnection. I mean, what's in your heart, buddy? You know, you didn't want to honor Martin Luther King. You hang up a Confederate flag and you talk about regional pride. What is prideful about slavery? The guy's so far off base, and then he makes the comment, and it was brought up by Russert about his vote on the war, and he said his quote was that, you know, and he had written or someone had written earlier about one of his quotes saying, "You're asking me to be disloyal to my president." Is this guy in favor of a dictatorship? His line of thinking, I think, is going to absolutely get him defeated.
Any chance for the presidency?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No, I don't. I think that he has shown his lack of intelligence and his lack of sensitivity, and I don't think Allen would stand a chance at all. He's got too much in his background that will come back and haunt him at this point. And I think that he'll be reduced to lobbyist status or consulting status after he gets defeated in November.
816-16 after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Big Ed Schultz with us. Ed heard this afternoon between 1 and 4. All right, torture bill might be a compromise. Here's Lindsey Graham. Listen to this. Here's Lindsey Graham. We'll get this one ready. This is on Face the Nation with CBS's Bob Schieffer. Check this out.
If it's seen that our country is trying to redefine the Geneva Convention to meet the needs of the CIA, why can't every other country redefine the Geneva Convention to meet the needs of their secret police? It would be a disaster. We can protect the program. The program is people. But we need not, in my opinion, go down the road of being seen as redefining treaty obligations that have been longstanding. The Geneva Convention, Bob, is just not some concept. It has saved lives. We adhere to it, and we expect others to do it. I know Al-Qaeda and Taliban will butcher our people, but this is not the only war we're going to be in. I can give you plenty of examples of where downed pilots, people caught in foreign countries, were saved from torture and death because we insisted the Geneva Convention be applied.
All right, comment?
Well, interesting picture in the New York Times today. Apparently Stephen Hadley and Senator Graham had a very pointed discussion in the green room before Senator Graham went on Face the Nation yesterday with Bob Schieffer. And, in fact, Schieffer somewhat alluded to it in the interview. Bottom line here is you have got a senator from South Carolina who has the guts to stand up in a very conservative area of the country and say that the president is off base on this issue, and he reasons it in a very understanding manner. Number one, he is, Senator Graham, a military judge in the reserves. He is a military judge. He knows the law. He also knows what's going to happen to, as he cites, some of our pilots in the past who have been picked up, and how the United States had the moral fiber to be able to insist that the Geneva Convention is adhered to. The fact is if we go around making up a new set of laws based on what terrorists have done, it's going to change the dichotomy of the entire world, and Colin Powell is right. We're going to lose our moral authority, and we're going to be viewed differently. And it's not going to help us get any allies in any kind of confrontation in the future when we are seeking peaceful solutions. So I think the president, again, is way off base on this. I also think that the Senate does not work for the president. They work for the people. And it's interesting how some conservatives who have been rubber stamping just about anything Bush wants to do, now they're getting caught up in legal ground that they can't get out of. What do we want the Geneva Convention to do internationally? And I think these three senators are right on the mark. Warner, biggest hawk you'll find in the Senate, Graham, a legal scholar, and John McCain, one of the most popular. This is a big fight for Bush. I don't think he's going to win it.
Yeah, and I find it amazing that I brought this up to Sidney Blumenthal earlier in the program here this morning, that Bush always sets up these straw men. Like, in other words, either you got to do it my way or we can't do it at all. I mean, he uses that with the NSA security argument, the wiretapping argument, rather. He uses that with this, like either we'll go forward or we won't. And he sets it, you know, he makes it seem...
Well, that's a threat.
Well, yeah, but he makes it seem like that... If you're not with him, you're definitely against it, and you just don't... I mean, he sets up these, you know, phony choices, these phony arguments. I mean, he does it every single time, and it's like, when is somebody going to stand up and call him on it and say, no, no, this is what we're talking about here. We're not talking about you can't spy. We're talking about you got to do it, you know, you can't wiretap, you got to do it within inside the law. We're not saying you can't interrogate. We're saying you got to do it inside the law. There's a big difference here. And I find it also amazing that those that are against his proposal are people who have seen combat, and the people who seem to support him are people who have never been in the armed services. Or
well,
they've said they've never been in combat.
Yeah. They're trying to do this, Jay, to obviously protect our soldiers so they don't... So they're not going to be subjected to the kind of things that we have been doing. And we just can't lower our standards, and we can't go down to the... We have to be the moral authority in the world, and this is a vital point. I think it's going to be a jumping-off point for a lot of moderate Republicans who may see the light and vote differently coming up here in November. But it's not about the election. It's just that's going to be the reaction, I believe. The other case is that the Democrats are all for... Liberals are all for interrogation. They're all in favor of wiretapping and everything that needs to be done if there is oversight. The two words here, number one is oversight, and number two is abuse. If you've got oversight, and clearly there was no oversight because there were so many people on the Senate Intelligence Committee that were out of the loop on this program that was taking place, and then after it was reported, it was denied. And then it was finally adhered to the American people, that it was going on, but we didn't know the scope of it. Now, that's a dictatorship, and that's a misuse of powers, and it may be even an impeachable offense. The fact is the government wasn't set up, and no one authorized the President of the United States to rearrange his executive authority based on the fact that we were hit on September 11th, 2001. And now he's getting into some legal gray area, and he's got some Republicans bouncing back at him. This is going to be a problem. And I don't think this is going to go away before November 7th. I'd be shocked if there's compromise this week or next week before they go to recess and run home to get reelected.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out, and the divisions on this. And what comes about with it? It really is going to be very, very interesting. All right, one more. I'm going to squeeze one more in here.
Sure.
The president says we cannot send special forces into Pakistan to get bin Laden because Pakistan's a sovereign nation. Let's talk about that, and also the deal that the Pakistani government has struck with those tribal leaders, you know, in that mountainous area in Waziristan.
Well, first of all, Pakistan needs to give some clarity to the American people about what this deal is between them and the Taliban, and, you know, why is it that special forces are not going to be allowed into Pakistan all of a sudden, and where does Musharraf stand on possibly nabbing bin Laden or fighting terrorist groups in his own country? It sounds like a safe haven agreement to me. John Kerry, who I had on the program last week, you can go to our webpage and listen to it. He needs clarification on it. And I think the American people need it as well. So as far as not being able to send in troops, this is outrageous. This is a soundbite that the president gave in his press conference on Friday, and I played the heck out of it on Friday, and then it just didn't get much play over the weekend on any of the talking heads. I mean, if you were to take his answer, and if that answer is the standard bearer, then what was our reason for going into Iraq if they're a sovereign nation? We put troops in Iraq. Why wouldn't we put troops in Pakistan to go after the number one criminal in the world? It's almost as if they're glad that bin Laden is there and they don't want him caught so they can use him for propaganda to fight terror in future elections. It's just ridiculous. And I think this is a big issue. This means that there are governments in this world that will give safe haven and tell the Americans to stay out in dealing with terrorists. We can't have it that way.
Yeah, you know what, I would agree 100%. Ed, thank you so much. Really appreciate you being on the program. And we'll catch you this afternoon, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jay. Good to be with you.
All right, Ed. Take care, man. There's Ed Schultz here on this afternoon between 1 and 4. If you missed any part of this, go to am760.net. You can download it on podcast. Indicate you want the 8 o'clock hour. That's what you want, the 8 o'clock hour. All right, coming up next, the Trailhead Group. Has got a little bit of an accounting problem, it seems. These are our friends who run all those robocalls and smearing ad campaigns that you not only see on television but also hear on radio, and perhaps maybe they've robocalled your house. We'll talk to Jason Bain of Colorado Confidential coming up about this and about the trouble that the Trailhead Group may be in. 825, 25 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We're dealing with one major freeway hot spot, northbound I-25 near Hamden. We've had a disabled vehicle blocking the right-hand lane, so you need to steer left, get around this. Expect to see that stop-and-go traffic back through the tech center at Bellevue. Busy around town just about wherever you are. 6th Avenue eastbound at Wadsworth, I-70 eastbound in the Boulder Turnpike, full up at Federal. We're at peak volume now in both directions of 225 through Aurora and seeing a lot of excess on 270. Weather today, high clouds through midday, locally breezy and 68. Right now it's 44 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, keep your Toyota running great. Take advantage of your local Denver Metro Toyota Service Center's lube, oil, and filter service and multi-point inspection, all for just $29.95. Hurry, offer ends September 30th.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at kirkpatrickwindowsdenver.com.
Do you have persistent asthma and are bothered by seasonal fall allergies? Are you at least 15 years of age or older? Western States Clinical Research is conducting a clinical research study for patients who have persistent asthma and daily nasal symptoms due to seasonal fall allergies. If you qualify, you'll receive investigational medication and study-related physical exams at no cost. You'll also receive compensation for study participation. For more information and to see if you may qualify, call Western States Clinical Research at 303-940-0909. Get progressive about your career. You'll listen to AM 760. Now you can join the AM 760 sales team. AM 760 is currently accepting resumes for the position of account executive. If you're outgoing, motivated, energetic, and excited by commission-based sales, this job could be for you. Sales experience is preferred but not required. Send your resume to denverjobs@clearchannel.com today or visit clearcareers.com for additional information. Clear Channel Colorado is an equal opportunity employer.
Part one of today's seminar is titled, How to Close the Deal. It's easy. All you need is Hoovers. That's right. Just go to www.tryhoovers.com.
Okay, see you tomorrow for part two.
Hey, wait a minute. I paid a lot of money for the seminar, and all I get is a tryhoovers.com web address?
If you're prepared, you will close the deal. And to be prepared, you need to visit Hoovers at tryhoovers.com.
I still don't get it. I already spend days researching client websites, press releases. Why Hoovers?
Hoovers is the only place with all the information and insight you need to close the deal. You'll have access to accurate, up-to-the-minute information about industries and key executives that you won't find anywhere else. And right now, Hoovers is offering a free trial at tryhoovers.com.
So I can spend less time researching and more time with my clients by just visiting tryhoovers.com?
Go check it out. Hoovers is fast and it saves you time. Over 300,000 successful business professionals already rely on Hoovers to get and keep their competitive edge.
Visit tryhoovers.com for your free trial or call 1-866-206-2076. Offer ends soon.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk September 28th through September 30th for the 25th annual Great American Beer Festival held at the Colorado Convention Center. This three-day event is host to one of the nation's most prestigious beer judging competitions.
Be sure to come thirsty.
There will be over 1,600 samples from the 380 U.S. brewers participating. For all the details and for the chance to win your free tickets, log on to am760.net.
29 minutes after 8, high today is 69, mostly sunny, 44 out there now, be cautious, bundle up. I started to say be before I realized what I wanted to connect it with. No, bundle up, take a light jacket. I took a light jacket this morning. You got to apologize to me. I went too long. I have to apologize to you, sorry. Went too long with Ed Schultz, so we're going to have to catch up here before we get to Jason Bain. But I want to tell you about something real quick, very, very quick. The Democratic Party of the state of Colorado is saying, and I don't care whether you're a Republican, I don't care if you're, you know, a Democrat, I don't care if you're independent, I don't care where you stand. Thing is, you want to vote absentee because we can't trust the machines here in the state of Colorado. Now, you know, various authorities are going to say, well, that's not true. They're going to go on and on about this. But I'll tell you something. If you have access to the Internet, go to thewashingtonpost.com. Check out this story. Major problems at polls feared. Some officials say voting law changes, and new technology will cause trouble. This is a story that's in the Washington Post this morning, and you should definitely read it and see what they're talking about here. And remember that you got to call your county clerk and get in line to get the absentee ballot. And what we're going to do is here in the future is we're going to put on some county clerks. And we're going to have them, or representatives of theirs, explain exactly how you go through the procedure of voting absentee so that you can protect your rights and make sure that your vote is counted. And the Democratic Party of the state of Colorado, Pat Walk, the people involved in the Democratic Party of the state of Colorado are not making any of this up. You're going to see editorials. You're going to see people who are going to say, well, this is all BS. But once again, I point to the Washington Post. Check out the article on thewashingtonpost.com because this is not BS, and it's something that you need to know and you need to tell your friends about. And once again, I don't care where your political leanings are. This is something you need to know, and it's something you need to tell your friends, family members, and others about. 8:31, 29 minutes in front of 9, just like I just told Gina. Right, yeah. Gina? So you're going to vote absentee?
Okay.
Well, yeah, you have to because we can't trust the machines.
Okay.
All right?
Didn't know that, but
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, go to thewashingtonpost.com, read the article.
All righty.
And also, the state party, the Democratic Party, says that. Okay, what's going on? It has been a messy, messy, messy Monday morning.
Yeah, it really has. We still have traffic crawling north on I-25 through the Tech Center, backups there to Orchard. That's just because of a stalled vehicle, but it was sitting off in the right-hand lane, so that's what's holding up traffic. I would expect this to add 5 to 10 minutes to your ride through there. Again, that's north on 25. Nothing unusual on the southbound side, just the Thornton-North Glen tie-up. The downtown delays, those now back to I-70 and then down to Spear. Boulder Turnpike crowded westbound, Sheridan to Church Ranch, and typical slowing on the eastbound side.
In the universe of guitar players, everywhere you go, his footprints are already there. Jeff Beck, stomping on new ground. The fierce guitar of Jeff Beck, live. September 21st at the Lecture Hall at the Colorado Convention Center. Jeff Beck.
Your hand with Mama said.
Technical mastery. Legendary performances.
Jeff Beck. September 21st, Lecture Hall at the Colorado Convention Center. For all the news, check out jeffbeck.com. Don't wait. Get your tickets now. All Ticketmaster outlets, 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Jeff Beck, part of the Coors Light Live concert series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Arch, to request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-3481. That's 1-800-700-3481.
8:33, 27 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Hey, there are a ton of auto dealers out there that you can choose from. Go through the phone book. You see them on the street every day. And you know what? You can choose any of them. But I urge you to choose Rocky's Autos. They're the number one volume dealer in Colorado. Why is that? Because they have the largest diversity of clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. They've got everything you can think of, from Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on and on. And the selection is enormous. And they've got great people out there, like my buds Tom and Marv Al Shear, Spanky Herrera, Jason, Pokerface Jason out there. You gotta talk to him. Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, the list of Jim Monroe, the list of people just goes on and on out there who are dedicated to making sure that you get the very best deal possible. This is what really makes Rocky's Autos unique, that they are dedicated to you. And you know something? Here's the difference. Go to any other car dealer, and what does it take? It takes like 5 or 10 minutes for somebody to come out and help you? Not at Rocky's. They're waiting there for you. Yeah, they want to sell you a car, but they also want to make sure that you get your business taken care of. I mean, they know the time is important, and the courtesy and customer concern is number one. Matching down incentive up to $1,500. You put down 15, they put down 15, you got 3,000 towards your next car. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out on the internet, rockiesautos.com, or go to the corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 836, 24 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760, 7 o'clock. What the heck's wrong with me? 836, 36 minutes past the hour here. We're heading up to the 9 o'clock hour. High today, 69, mostly sunny. Bundle up, it's a little cold out there. Jay Marvin along with you. And the Trailhead Group, accounting records reveal almost 200,000 in questionable transactions, including making contributions to a non-existent organization and swapping contributions back and forth with other 527 groups that don't have any record of the transaction. Jason Bain from Colorado Confidential broke the story. Bain is a journalist, a blogger, a political consultant in Lakewood, Colorado. He is one of the founders of Colorado Polls. He is widely read, and you know what? He's also a member of our election team. That's right. He's going to be analyzing the election for us coming up on Election Day and also the day after. Is that correct? That's correct. He's an exclusive member. So let's say hello to him. Jason, hi. Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Good to have you.
All right. Now, explain for people who don't know. They go like, oh, well, you know, who don't know what the Trailhead Group is. Talk about what the Trailhead Group is.
Sure. The Trailhead Group is a what they call a 527 committee. That's named after the IRS code for where these political committees have to file. And basically what you really need to know is just that under a 527 committee doesn't have any contribution limits. There are some obscure laws, rules about how you can spend the money and things like that, but we don't need to get into that. The Trailhead Group basically is founded by Governor Bill Owens, a former U.S. Senate candidate Pete Coors, former governor candidate Bruce Benson, and it's basically the Republican powers that be, and they've been raising money and spending money to try to win some Republican seats.
And what they've been doing is they've been sponsoring robocalls. They have run radio ads, and also I believe they've done some television attacking Democratic candidates. And they've concentrated with these robocalls pretty heavily on the statehouse races. But you found that they have a questionable accounting problem. And talk about that.
You know, we were, I'd say about a week ago or so, we started looking through the IRS filings. They have to file every quarter or so their contributions and expenditures. The law requires every contribution and expenditure over a certain small amount to be filed. And we started looking at them and noticing that some contributions and expenditures didn't add up. For example, there was a $50,000 transaction that a contribution they make to something called the Colorado Leadership Fund, which is another 527 group. 2 days later, they report receiving $50,000 back from the Colorado Leadership Fund. Well, we went over and looked at the Colorado Leadership Fund's filings, and they don't report either of these things happening. So, the Colorado Leadership Fund just, forgot about $100,000, or something funny's going on here.
And was this the only thing you found?
Or no.
Were there other examples?
There's a couple other examples. There's also something involved with the 527 called the Senate Majority Fund, which is also a Colorado-based fund. And the Trailhead Group at one point gives the Senate Majority Fund $20,000, and then a couple days later they report receiving $55,000 from the Senate Majority Fund. Now, the only record the Senate Majority Fund has is of giving Trailhead $30,000 a couple weeks earlier. They don't report receiving any money. They certainly don't report $55,000. So, a lot of these numbers don't add up, and it looks sort of like they're shuffling money around for some kind of purpose. I mean, it's there's nothing wrong with a 527 giving money to another 527, but when it's not being accounted for, you got to wonder where it's going.
Why do you think they're shuffling this money around? Do you have any idea?
There's different scenarios, and that's what we're trying to chase down this week is more of the why. But one reason would be you could be trying to hide donors. You could also be trying to hide expenditures. The other thing you could do is there's some different laws involving corporate contributions. Corporate contributions can't be spent for electioneering, I think, within 60 days of an election. We've already passed that time period. And so maybe if you're shuffling money around, say if you give $50,000 to one group and then you get it back, you can maybe claim that was not a corporate contribution that you got back. There's a couple of scenarios, but it's hard to pinpoint at this point what exactly the purpose is. All we can tell is that something's not adding up, literally.
Now, to be fair, Democrats have 527s, too. I would love to see 527s eliminated totally. I think they should just go away. They're annoying. They run. They can't endorse a candidate, so virtually everything they run is attack ad-oriented, which, people claim time and time again that they can't stand these things, that they hate attack ads, but attack ads seem to work.
Well, they do. I mean, anybody who says that they don't is kidding themselves. But you're right about 527s being a nuisance, and a lot of most candidates don't like them. I know a lot of candidates for the state house who and the state senate who have said, even with 527s that are friendly to their cause, it's just said, just leave me alone, let me run my own race. Because what's happening is that with our low contribution limits in Colorado and the big amount of money that these 527s are raising, you could be running for the state house or the state senate, and you're not even really in control of your own campaign anymore. These groups are outspending you 5-1, 10-1, and you're just kind of like a pawn in the whole game. And I know it's really frustrating for a lot of candidates.
Yeah, I wish they would go away. But, they're legal, and right now it doesn't seem like there's anything on the horizon that's going to stop this. Now, is the Trailhead Group in legal trouble? I mean, could somebody, and the most likely group of people to do it would be the Democratic Party here in the state. Could they call the FEC? I mean, or is this what they've done? Is it perfectly legal?
No, well, there's, you know, I think it would be something they do with the IRS. I mean, there's no ambiguity about the fact that any contribution and you make needs to be accounted for, and a lot of these groups aren't doing that. You know, the question is who's screwing up? Is it you know, the trailhead, for example, could claim that that we, you know, we gave $50,000 to the Colorado Leadership Fund. If they didn't bother to account for it, that's not our problem. You know, the question is who's wrong, and you know, is it a slap on the wrist or is it a bigger fine? I don't know. I mean, the legal ramifications. When you really get into the depth and the details of those 527 rules, it gets pretty sticky, and it frankly confuses the hell out of me. So, but the accounting is definitely off, and that is not legal. So, I think there's a possibility it could be a challenge or something.
All right, so this is not a benign situation then.
No, by no means.
Okay, so and you would go to the IRS then?
That's my understanding of it, because that's where these 527 groups have to file their forms and their expenditures and contributions. So it would be the IRS, I believe, that would look through it. But, you know, maybe the Federal Election Commission would want to get involved, too. I don't know.
All right, Jason, thank you so much for your time this morning. I'm tempted to ask you if there's anything below the radar that we need to know about, but we'll read it on Colorado Confidential, or the people can go to ColoradoPolls.com, which is the most widely read and discussed political website in Colorado. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate you being on the show, and we'll talk to you again, I'm sure, before Election Day.
Looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it. There's Jason Bain, and it's 844, 16 before 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. So let's see if the Democratic Party goes to the trailhead group. Now, you know what? I got something else I got to squeeze in here, and I'll do it coming up. About the Survivor Series. I don't know if any of you saw this, and we can talk about it, you know, a little bit after 9 o'clock if you want to, too. But the racially divided Survivor Series, while it got a lot of viewers, which I have no clue why, it's a slipped from past debuts. We'll talk about it coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Oh, let me say, if you missed the Jason Bain interview, go to am760.net. You can download it in podcast. Indicate the 8 o'clock hour is what you want.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
I-25 still catching some backups this morning, both directions. From the south, you need to watch out for those delays through the tech center. We had a stall being pulled out of traffic lanes. Actually, in the right lane, had traffic bumper to bumper back to Orchard. Still busy both north and southbound past downtown. We have heavy delays southbound from 104th to I-70. And it's still a busy ride eastbound 6th Avenue coming out of Lakewood. And, of course, I-70 eastbound and the Boulder Turnpike full up at Federal. On the westbound side, you're going to find that around Church Ranch. Weather today, high clouds through midday, locally breezy and 68. Right now it's 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's academic level 1 trauma center, has nursing, management, and entry-level opportunities.
For the lowest closing costs and the best rate on a home loan, call Advantage Funding at 303-HOME-LOAN. We are the original mortgage company on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. Tom has confidence in us, and you will too. Advantage Funding at 303-HOME-LOAN is a direct lender. There are no added broker fees or points. Interest rates and closing costs are posted daily at 303homeloan.com. We guarantee our fees. There is never a surprise at the closing table. Advantage Funding. You'll be amazed at the savings. Call 303-HOME-LOAN or go to 303homeloan.com today.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-O-N.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Progressive Talk. The following does not apply to Jackson, my Minpin, or Coco, my Welsh Corgi. Or I should say, to be accurate, our Minpin, Welsh Corgi, Mary, and my dogs. This is not to apply to them. But it may apply to your dog. Did you know that? Do you know why some dogs drool more than others? Heavy droolers are usually dogs who have been bred for certain tasks, such as retrieving game. What? So they drool all over the game after they retrieve it? My dogs can't retrieve anything, so forget it. You know, and they don't even drool. I mean, barely a drop. So that this doesn't apply to them. But now you know why. Maybe your dog drools. You know what? If you love your dog, and Mary and I love our dogs, and if you love your dog or dogs, then you know what? Then you got to get hip to Purina. Because, you know what? If you take care when preparing your own meals to make them healthy as they can be, then you're going to love Purina, because Purina One Natural Blends is prepared with the same philosophy in mind. It starts with high-quality, natural ingredients, including white meat, chicken, or lamb, as the first ingredient, oatmeal and brown rice, and it is just so good. Your pet's going to love it. If you haven't called, now's the time, because they've got a great offer that's going to end soon. They'll help change your pet's health with Purina One Natural Blends in the white bag, and when you call, you'll receive a coupon for a free 4-pound bag or equal value off any Purina One formula. So don't wait. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Do it today before time runs out. And don't forget, you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Target.
Are you tired of the hassle and expense of clogged gutters? Protect your gutters now with Leaf Defier, a custom insert that goes right into the gutter channel. It's guaranteed with a 25-year no-clog warranty, and Leaf Defier allows 100% of water to flow through the gutter. Best of all, it's affordable, not sold in stores anywhere. They can install, or you can install it yourself. Call now, 303-675-7350. That's 303-675-7350. Leaf Defier of Colorado.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:51. 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock, AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 69, mostly sunny. A little cool out there. Take a light jacket if you're just now heading to work. You know what? If you're just now heading to work, I envy you. I really do. It'd be nice not to have to be to work by, like, say, until 9:30 or 10 o'clock. Hey, I want to ask you about this, because this was a big deal when it was out. We never really talked about it, and, you know, Limbaugh talked. I mean, everybody went crazy about this, and, of course, Limbaugh went to extreme, absurd lengths to justify all of this. 303-713-7600, the controversial new format of the CBS reality show Survivor, dividing teams of contestants by race, proved to be the series' least watched debut episode since its first season. This is according to Nielsen. Thursday's launch of Survivor, Cook Islands, featuring 4 racially based tribes of whites, blacks, Asian Americans, and Latinos, averaged 18 million viewers, easily ranking as the night's biggest broadcast in U.S. primetime, which, what does that say about this country? But it also was the least-watched Survivor season opener and the lowest-rated in terms of advertisers' favored audience, viewers age 18 to 49, since the very first installment of the series in the summer of 2000, which pulled in $15.5 million. The Survivor franchise, which helped usher in a wave of unscripted contest shows that swept prime time 6 years ago, was already showing signs of wearing and of wear, rather, heading into its 13th edition this season. After several years of debut audiences topping 20 million viewers, Survivor Panama Exile launched in February with nearly 19.2 million viewers, and Survivor Guatemala opened with 18.4 million last fall. Recently, General Motors Corporation said it was ending its six-year sponsorship of the show, insisting the move had nothing to do with complaints raised by minority groups and others about the show's new race-based formula. Anybody watch this thing? I didn't see it, and I don't understand what the attraction is to this program. And the idea of dividing people by race has been, you know, widely debated. But do you think that the American public now is just getting tired of it? And I don't know. You know, the draw to reality shows. I mean, I have seen very, very few reality shows, very few that I can think of. And the only one that I can think of that I've ever really seen and watched in absolute amazement and thought, my God, are there people out? And I keep bringing this show up because I was so astounded by it. This whole, what is it called, Cheaters? This whole Cheaters thing, which I don't even know, does it run here in Denver, in the Denver-Boulder?
Yeah, it does. I don't know what time it runs on, but yeah, it runs in, I don't know if prime time or what, but yeah, it airs on, I don't know what channel you happen to catch it on. I don't know if TNT or USA or something like that, not exactly sure, but yeah, I've seen it here in town.
And it was like, whoa, when Mary and I saw that. So we don't, I never watched Survivor.
I saw that last Thursday night, Jay. I did watch the premiere of whatever, season 14 of Survivor. And, you know, what they're calling it is a social experiment by dividing these groups up into, you know, by race. Normally they just take, you know, you have like 25 people, you take half, or 26 people take half, they go to one place, the other half goes somewhere else. Sometimes they divide it up men versus women. This time they have, you know, they have the Asian group, the African American group, the white group, and the Latino group. And already, I mean, in the first episode, there was tons of generalizations thrown out there, and it was mostly within their own groups because, you know, they're stuck and kind of isolated with each other, groups of five. But yeah, it's kind of strange. It didn't seem like, it doesn't even seem real, like it's a real Survivor series that they did this. It doesn't make sense to me at all.
What's the damn attraction to these shows? Why would you watch that?
Well, I don't know why I'd watch that. Just been stuck ever since season one when Richard Hatch won that thing. And, you know, it's just something to, I TiVo it, so it only really takes me about a half hour to get through. So I don't know why I watch it. I like reality shows. I may be a loser because I say, you know, I watch reality shows, but I enjoy them. I don't know why.
Well, I'm not saying if you watch them, you're a loser. And I think it's really easy to be, you know, condescending about it. But maybe now I'm contradicting what I just said about, well, what does it say about the country that it attracts 18 million viewers? There must be 18 million people out there who are seeing something that I don't get and that I'm missing. So maybe I'm the loser by not watching it. Maybe I'm the loser by not understanding what the thing's about. Maybe I'm the one who's the loser. You know, instead of trying to be a quote-unquote cultural elitist, which I'm not, I don't consider myself to be, but maybe I'm the loser that 18 million people watch this thing and that I've never seen it. So maybe I'm the one who's losing out on this.
Maybe I just get guilty pleasure out of watching people kind of lie, cheat, and backstab in order to win $500,000 or $1 million or whatever the show happens to be giving away. I mean, it's, you know, these people just are, it's kind of brutal watching these people, what they'll do to actually get $1 million, and who they'll backstab and who they'll lie to.
Hmm.
There's a lot of conflict in it. And, you know, people, the American public likes conflict in their viewing, I think.
Well, I like conflict. I like conflict in movies, but I just have never seen the show, and I wonder what the attraction is for 18 million people to watch all of this going on. I don't have any clue, and I'd like to know why people are drawn to it. And like I said, when Mary and I saw that Cheater thing, we were like horrified. Plus, on top of that, you know, with that thing, how would you like to be on that show? I mean, how do you like face your friends after you've you know, they've followed you around and find out that you're cheating? All right, call on this or anything else you want to talk about. But I'd really like to get your take on this Survivor thing. 303-713-7600, but it still will be technically open phones after the news. So whatever it is that you want to talk about, it's fine with me. We'll do it right after the news here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. This show available in podcast, too, by the way, at am760.net.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, 3 buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. 2 little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Searchdog USA.
Gene Simmons, rock god.
The one who slept with your girlfriend.
Gene Simmons, demon.
The one who terrorized your children.
Gene Simmons, family guy.
When can I start dating?
No. It's the A&E real life hit series, Gene Simmons Family Jewels. And tonight, Gene makes an investment that's easy come.
It's all in bull semen.
Easy go.
I'm losing 20 grand.
In all new Gene Simmons Family Jewels. Tonight at 10, 9 Central on A&E.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Violent crime, it's a bigger problem nationwide than it was in 2004. That's the bottom line of the FBI's Uniform Crime Report for last year, which was released this morning. CBS's Stephanie Labadakis takes a look.
The only violent crime category to fall is forcible rape, which dropped 1.2%. Still, the numbers are sobering. 14 million arrests were made by police officers last year, while losses among property crime victims totaled $16.5 billion.
A flurry earlier this morning at the Capitol. A security breach that led to a temporary lockdown. Well, the building's open, and CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss is there live.
Though the Capitol is guarded like a fortress with car barricades, police every few feet, some with automatic weapons and shotguns, this man somehow managed to get inside and run through the center of the building. He plowed his SUV through a gate for construction vehicles, crashed into a fountain, then came in the door. One officer reports he had a gun, but police officials haven't confirmed that. In any case, they were able to arrest him. There's a report he was having some kind of seizure and so was taken to a hospital.
It's been 5 years since the anthrax attacks that frightened the nation. Are we better prepared to handle a bio attack today? Michael Greenberger, the director of the Center for Health and Homeland Security at the University of Maryland, says the program designed to plan for the worst has been a failure.
Given the number of sick people to date and the severity of the illness,
legislation was passed with the noblest of goals and with the highest of hopes. But it's been a bureaucratic nightmare getting it implemented.
Greenberger says there has been ineptitude by the administration and lax oversight by Congress. The Food and Drug Administration is saying this morning that officials do not suspect tampering in the E. coli contamination that's killed one person and sickened more than 100 others in 19 states. Health officials are still trying to pin down the cause. Kansas State University food safety expert Douglas Powell doesn't expect that's the end of it.
Given the number of sick people to date and the severity of the illness that's out there, we will indeed hear about more sick people in the coming days.
California's Natural Selection Foods, whose fresh spinach was linked to the outbreak, says its organic products have been cleared. It's been whipped to double its size by the Santa Ana winds, a wildfire that's blackened more than 90 square miles in Southern California's Los Padres National Forest. Restaurant owner Shane Koblis says the blaze has cast a pall that's only dimly pierced by the light.
It's just a kind of a red glow that the sun's filtering through all the ash and soot. then pretty much all the streets are covered with ash, all your cars, everything, I mean, just everywhere.
The crew aboard the International Space Station is doing fine after a chemical leak earlier this morning forced astronauts to climb into their protective gear. NASA says the source of the leak, which produced a foul smell, was an oxygen vent. And checking on Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is off 2 points, the NASDAQ is up about one. This is CBS News.
Sleepless nights, agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional, proven debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt. Credit card companies make it hard for the average American to get out of debt. High interest rates and late fees keep you in a never-ending cycle of debt prison. Debt Relief of America helps you break free by wiping out up to 60% of your credit card debt using secret programs most credit card companies don't want you to know about.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Students at Thompson Valley High School in Loveland are mourning the loss of an assistant football coach this morning. 47-year-old Mike Slater died in his sleep Thursday, just hours after a game. His widow says he didn't have any history of health problems. A candlelight vigil was held last night to remember him.
He always made us work the hardest out of all the coaches, and it's just going to be hard to practice without him for a while.
That player talking to our partners at 9 News. An autopsy is being conducted to determine the cause of death. Up to 40 people have been displaced by a two-alarm apartment fire in Littleton. The blaze was last night at the Highline Meadows Apartments near Arapahoe and South Broadway.
First fire units arrived on scene at 7:25 p.m. Reported a heavy volume of fire from a third-floor balcony. Firefighters immediately evacuated the second and third floors of the apartment building.
Division Chief Doug Ireland, the Red Cross assisting residents in finding a place to stay, and says up to 24 apartment units were affected by the fire. No injuries have been reported. The cause still being investigated. At your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update, I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Tim. Starting to shake loose in the tech center, northbound 25 Orchard to Hamden. That was pretty bogged down for a while due to a stall, but that's out of traffic now. Nothing unusual southbound. Normal holdups past Thornton. No relief yet for the downtown drive, though, I-70 to Spear. And the Boulder Turnpike still catching some congestion both directions from Church Ranch to Federal. Security wait time at DIA today.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software. And we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation. No useless memorization and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
And I got one line open, and I can also talk about this whole survivor thing, which we're going to go to Gary in Colorado Springs. Gary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. That's Progressive Colorado Springs.
There you go. The progressive side of Colorado Springs.
Listen, I called because I am a fan of Survivor. I've watched them all, and I enjoy it because I think it's a real, what do you call it, a look at our national culture.
You think I saw off a reality television show?
Huh?
You think a reality television show is really a well, I guess it is a look
I
at our national
culture. I think it is representative.
Yeah?
You know, it's like if you look at our, you know, like the morning TV shows, our national news and everything, just like this present show, they only have three races represented out of four. There's the Orientals, there's the whites, there's the African Americans, but they always leave out the Native Americans. There are four races, as I understand it.
Well, there's more than
my understanding is there's four major races
there'd be
in the
more,
world.
Well, there'd be more than four. What happens if you're Arabic or you're Middle Eastern? What would you be then?
Well, those are actually of the white race, but they, in other words, Spanish speaking people. Spain is part of Europe, as Italy is, and they speak Italian and French. I'm a Belgian American, and but. You know, I'm white, and what they're doing though is again, as in our culture, we show all these different cultures except the one that we kind of packed up and put off on reservations and ignore. I'm just saying, hey, why don't they have Native Americans on there?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you'd have to get in touch with them and ask them. I mean, I'm not a person who watches the show.
Yeah.
I don't know what the attraction is to it. I don't need to watch Survivor to understand. Well, maybe I do, to understand culturally where America's at. But 18 million viewers, I don't know, though, man. I mean, it kind of scares me to think that that's a representation of America.
It is scary, but if you take a look at our country today, is that scary?
Well, no, I don't think the people in the country are scary. I think that the government is scary. I mean, I think there's a lot of aspects of the government that are definitely... scary is not the right word. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I'm so tired of the use of fear and about people being scared. Scary is not the right term. Troubling is more the right term. But I'm not scared of people in the United States. I'm not troubled by them. I mean... You know, people are going to go, and they're going to vote how they're going to vote, and they're going to do what they're going to do. I mean, I wish that they, you know, I think we all wish that people would do better things. I mean, I think we all wish people would, you know, would do basic things better, like drive or pick their trash up, or, I mean, you could just do 100,000 things that you could mention, but I'm not. Scared? Are you scared?
I like your word troubled. You know, I don't feel that I'm living in fear, but again, maybe concerned. Did you see An Inconvenient Truth?
Yeah.
Okay, did that concern you?
Yeah, it concerns and troubles me, but it doesn't scare me.
Okay, I'll go for that. And I'm planning on going and seeing Jesus Camp. I just read a review of it. And from what I've seen, I expect to be troubled or concerned by that movie, too.
Well, there's also the new John Lennon movie that's coming out about the USA versus John Lennon, which opens here September the 29th, which is about Nixon's efforts to deport John Lennon and the United States government's efforts to deport him. And I'm gonna go see that definitely, too.
Yeah. That'll be kind of neat.
But that stuff troubles me. It doesn't scare me.
Okay, I don't have a problem with that. I don't feel fear. I mean, you know, unreasonable fear. I don't feel I'm a paranoid, but I do take a look at our society, our culture, and you know, it's like I worry that maybe it's too little, too late. That automakers are starting to change now, but
it's never too little, too late. Anytime the sun comes up, man, you've always got hope.
I hope.
All right,
take care,
Gary.
You too.
See ya.
Bye.
But there's no other way to think, I don't think, except that when the sun comes up, you got hope. It's too much fear, though. And when you have this much fear built up, then we end up doing things that are not right. Tim Longmont. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I wanted to follow up a little bit. I'm not a Survivor show watcher either, but it does strike me. I mean, that on one side, you wonder how far would those folks go and people would still watch it. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of the Roman Colosseum thing of, you know, hey, what we find entertaining says
right.
an awful lot about us. And your last caller I thought was kind of interesting in that, you know, if you think about Survivor on the TV and you think about Bush trying to push the thing so that if the CIA guys torture him in violation of the Geneva Conventions, we don't want to call the CIA guys war criminals. We don't want them prosecuted for that. I see some parallels there. And I see something to actually be scared of is when you get people who have that view occupying the regime of this country. I don't think of it an administration. It's a regime.
Yeah, but I don't think it does any good to be scared. What it does is you get troubled by it and you get concerned. So then,
and you get active, yeah.
Then you motivate yourself to take some kind of action to change the situation as it stands. Fear is like cowering against the wall and going, oh my God, you know,
I know what you're saying. I don't know if it's scared is exactly the right word, but profoundly concerned of what the hell kind of country and world are we living for our kids?
Well, I agree. Listen, I agree with you 100% there. I mean, I agree 100% there.
That part, amazing. Just amazing.
Well, the administration is amazing. I mean, they're amazing in the sense that what they're trying to do is make all this stuff retroactive. And the reason they're trying to make it all retroactive, which I didn't bring up to Ed Schultz, but the reason they're trying to make it all retroactive is because they want to cover all these people, including themselves, so that when the you-know-what hits the fan, that they legally can't be touched. I mean, that's basically what they're trying to do. So it's like you violate the law, and then you turn back around to try to rewrite the law to keep yourself out of trouble. That's basically what's going on, but nobody really wants to come forward and be honest about that.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right about that.
Well, sure. I mean, that's what it is. So, in other words, and listen, I'll tell you something. You know, if you work for the CIA, if you work for military intelligence, if you work for any of those groups of people, no question, I mean, you either have to do what you're told to do or you resign, you quit. And those people, that's a moral case that each of us would have to make with ourselves. I don't think those people, well, see, I don't know. This gets into a whole tricky area. All right, let me ask you. Should those people be held accountable for what they did, or can they turn around and say, well, I was only doing what I was ordered to do, which is what a lot of low-level Nazis said after World War II?
Yeah, when I was growing up in Colorado Springs, there was a priest that was kind of a friend of the priest of our church who was on the Nuremberg trial body. And he had some very interesting stories to tell, as you might imagine. And, yeah, there is the thing about, at one level, you just do what you're told to do. And like there, you know, instead of so much trying to prosecute the low-level folks, you work your way up the command and say, look, you know, if that's the case, then the people that are given the orders are the ones that are responsible for that. You know, in that case, it's, you know, Bush and Rumsfeld and those guys.
Well, I mean, Sidney Blumenthal brought it up this morning in the 6 o'clock hour, which, by the way, is on podcast if you want to hear it, where he's talking about how people who work for the CIA and work in other intelligence agencies are going out trying to get insurance so that if they get sued for what they've done, that they can't lose their houses, and their income and all of this stuff. But, you know, this is an interesting thing to focus on for a second. I think we have all of us who have worked for a living, we have all done stuff that we were told to do that we didn't agree with, and when push came to shove, we didn't turn around and we didn't say, I'm not going to do this, because we don't want to lose our jobs. That's the debate about the lower-ranking folks.
It's a hard one, and I think there's a couple pieces to throw on top of that. Is one of them is it depends on your level of ego development, the difference between somebody that's a conformist and somebody that's at a post-conformist level, somebody who's learned the conscientiousness of saying, wait a minute, if you tell me to do it, I'm going to evaluate based on my internal moral framework whether I'm going to do it or not, and if not, I'm not. Now, like you say, we're under, you know, wage coercion, if you will, you know, that sometimes you do things, but you have, you know what I'm saying? Would you go out and kill somebody? I don't think I would.
No, but I'll tell you one thing. I sat, and I'll be ashamed of this for the rest of my life. I sat, and I've talked about it on the air. I mean, I sat at a radio station that was espousing views I didn't agree with, that I couldn't stand, and I either kept my mouth shut or I went along with it until finally I couldn't take it anymore. And then I forced my way out of the job. I told them, either you fire me or I'm going to walk. It's one or the other. And I shouldn't have done it, but, you know, I was making huge money.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. You know, see, this is the whole thing.
And that's back to the survivor thing. How far will you go to make the huge money? You know?
Yeah, you're right, Tim. Great call, man. I appreciate you calling in.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. See you later. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, has anybody ever done that? Have you ever done something on your job that you knew was absolutely wrong and somebody told you, well, you know, your boss told you or somebody in management said, okay, you got to do this, and you knew it was wrong, but you did it anyway because when you sat there and you said, well, wait a minute, it's the difference between making my house payment and being on the unemployment line, so I'll shut my mouth and do what I'm told, or... did you raise your hand and say, you know what, I'm not doing that, it's wrong, I object to it, therefore I'm going to walk? I mean, we're talking about the rubber meets the road here. Anybody want to fess up to any of this? I just did it. You want to fess up? I got two open lines at 303-713-7600 or anything else you want to talk about on open phones.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
9:22, 22 minutes after 9, high today, 69, mostly sunny, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. All right, what's wrong with this audience? What's wrong with you out there? Nobody wants to call up and admit that you did something that you knew was morally wrong? That your boss told you to do? And, of course, it's still open phones. You can talk about that or anything else. 303-713-7600, but nobody wants to admit to it but me. And, man, people slam me for doing it, too. Which is all right. They had every right to do that. Every right to do it. All right, let's go to Alex in Sheridan. Alex, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Jay, did you happen to see that article in yesterday's paper about they're going to try to have an initiative on the in the on the ballot to have a no limit gambling up in the casinos?
Yeah, I saw that in Black Hawk, and also is it also Central City? Central City's in trouble though.
Yeah.
They're shutting casinos down there. I want them to have table games. Why can't they have table games?
Well, that's part of it.
Well, I'm all for it then. I'm all for it.
Yeah, they say they're going to have they want to have table games, and also that Colorado is the only state in the union that doesn't that has the $5 limit on gambling.
Well, I think they should up it. Why not? I mean, how much are they talking about? You know, what would be the limit? $25 would be the minimum bet. I don't know. I mean, what would be the, how far would they go? Like $250 a pop? I mean, I what are they? You know.
Well, they didn't say. They didn't say. I'm guessing probably $100, but then it might be no limit too. And you know, they say the governors is Beaupre and Ritter is both against it, but you know, that doesn't mean as long as they put it on the ballot and the people want it, they can vote it in. You know. And it's not going to hurt the small gamblers because they only got so much money to go up there and gamble with anyway.
Well,
it ain't going to hurt them.
You know, I agree. And I you know what? I got to talk to Bill Ritter about that. Bill, if you're listening, call in. I mean, why would they be against it? Why are people so prejudiced against the idea of gambling? I have, you know, all right, granted, there are people in the world who have trouble with it and they need help. And you know what? I have no problem with that argument. But once again, what about the rest of us who do not have trouble, who just may want to drive up there one, you know, afternoon or whatever and
entertain ourselves?
Yeah, you know, entertain ourselves. And so we spend a couple of $100 or even if you spent $500 and then you leave, as long as you're not, you know, spending the money for your house payment. I mean, what about the rest of us who don't have trouble controlling ourselves? You know, why aren't we allowed to do it? I don't understand. Do you?
No, I don't. It'll bring a lot of tourists in here, too, you know. That's why that Ameristar up there is going to build a 35-story hotel with a lot of rooms in there. That'll bring tourists in there, you know. It'll bring more business. A lot of people come in to gamble there, and they'll come into Denver and, you know, buy stuff and do things here. So I think it'll help the state out, bring in more revenue.
Yeah, man, I'm all for it. I'm all for it 100%. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
All right, bye.
All right. Never understood that argument. Never understood the argument about gambling. Never have ever gotten that argument and never will. And I'm sure there's one of you out there who thinks I'm crazy. But you know what? I'd love to drive up there. No problem. Love to play roulette. Be great. Let's go to John in Laramie. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, I've been thinking about things a bit, and basically the way this system works in this country, the way we get jacked, is that the media is the panderer. The media gives us what we want. They're the carrot. And then the government and the corporations, the world of jobs and the world of government, they're the stick.
Well, the media has to give you what you want because the media is in, you know, the marketplace and has
right.
to compete.
Right, and they get you into your home, and what you do is you quit work. A lot of people quit work, go home, talk shop, watch TV. TV is the honeypot. It sucks people in and keeps them under martial law every darn day. And then they don't compare notes with people. They don't talk with people. They're not politically aware because they're just glued to that old honeypot right in front of them.
Well, there's no other, you know, there's no alternative to that. Like, you can't outlaw television. You can't.
Oh, yes, you can. No. No. What
you
I would do.
You can't.
What I would do is simply make, I would recall all the broadcast licenses and make them nonprofit.
But you know something though? That idea on the face of it sounds pretty good, but the problem with that is it cuts out the idea of competition, and competition can be a really, really good thing. It has produced some marvelous innovations in broadcasting.
Competition has given us Survivor.
Well, yeah, but it's also given us a lot of other things, too.
It gives people what they want.
Yeah, but it's also given us a lot of other things, too. I mean, it's given us a lot of other things. I mean, you wouldn't have radio stations and broadcast outlets rushing to do podcasts and do other things if they weren't compelled to do it. And television has come up with, from time to time, some really, really good programming, some really good,
good
programming.
That's just a front for all the garbage. It's like a steak
yeah,
in
but
a
you know
manure
what,
pile.
You know what? That's not true. Now you're being like a cultural elitist and saying,
I am
like,
an elitist.
Well, okay, I'm not. You know, I have found stuff on commercial TV that I've liked in the past. I don't watch as much of it now as I used to because I don't have as much time. Like, I'm interested in this this show that's going to be on tonight. Studio 60 Sunset Strip or whatever it is. I'm thinking about going home and TiVoing that and watching it at a later date to see if it's any good. I mean, I thought the Gina Davis thing, Commander Chief, was great. I thought, and as a matter of fact, this actor died over the weekend, who was one of like my favorite people. Pat Corley was his name. And he was Wally Neidorff on Hill Street Blues.
When they had the O.J. fiasco, and then we started going into the Benet Ramsey fiasco.
Yeah, but you know what?
I canceled my cable.
Yeah,
I said the whole thing is jacked.
Yeah, but
totally
you have a simple choice. The simple choice is to do what you did. Is just go,
yeah,
okay,
I turned it
you know
off.
What? I'm not going to watch it.
And now I'm a terrible snob. I just tell people that they're idiots because they watch too much TV.
Well,
it's really enjoyable.
If you want to be a snob, then you can be a snob. But you know what? Not me. I mean, I just use the free exercise of the on-off switch, and if I don't like it, I don't watch it, man.
Well,
that's the way to go.
Okay. Bye.
See ya. What is that show? 60 Sunset? What is it? Gina knows.
I don't.
Yeah, what? You do. You watch a tremendous amount of TV. Don't lie. 60, what is it? 60, Studio
60.
Sunset Strip?
I'm not sure if it's called Sunset Strip. I know it's Studio 60, and it's written and produced by Aaron Sorkin, I think, who did West Wing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to check that out.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out for
sure.
See?
Okay. I'm going to TiVo it and check it out.
I like Bradley Whitford. He was on West Wing, and now he's going to be on this one.
All right. So I'll check that out. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Do you think there's anything wrong with that?
No.
Do you watch Survivor?
You know, I used to be a big Survivor fan, and I kind of gotten bored with it over the last couple of years, but because of all of the controversy over the new season, I did watch the first episode the other night.
Now, what draws you to that show?
I don't know. I find it really compelling.
What's compelling about it?
I don't know. The competition. I think what Turk was saying earlier about the conflict between everybody being stranded on this deserted island and having to deal with all of the human relationships. I mean, between people, and I don't know. I find it interesting.
Okay. Well, all right. So without wanting to be an elitist, am I missing something here? Is there 18 million people watch this show, and I didn't watch it, so is there something wrong with me?
No, not at all. I'm sure you have more interesting things to do on Thursday nights.
Yeah, it's called go to bed.
Yeah.
So I can get up. That's what it's called. All right, 9:31, 29 minutes in front of 10. Tell me, for God's sakes, tell me that the mess that rush hour has been this morning is now over.
It is. It is. We're looking good. We still have a couple of slow spots, but otherwise no major problems. Southbound 225 was a little heavy at Yosemite. Southbound 25 crowded at Spear if you're trying to make that right into downtown. And eastbound 6th Avenue was still a little bogged down toward I-25. Just remember we have those two I-70 closures that are affecting you in the high country. Westbound side of the Eisenhower Tunnel closed again. It's going to be that way through Friday morning. We also have a new one, eastbound I-70 closed in DeBeck Canyon. That was from that bad wreck and the resulting rock slide yesterday, so just watch out for that.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
School is officially in session for some of you and has been in session for quite a while for others. And you got to ask yourself, if you've fully adjusted to your new sleep schedules, maybe the change in schedules has caused you some restless sleep. This is a good time to think about getting a new mattress, but do you dread going to a mattress store to go mattress shopping? You know what? Because they got all these rows and rows of mattresses. Who knows what to buy? Well, you know what? At the Select Comfort Store, you can start your mattress shopping with a completely different shopping experience. No overwhelming and confusing mattress stores with rows and rows of beds. You can find your sleep number and learn all about better sleep and the personalized comfort of the Sleep Number bed. You can also see how Sleep Number bed's dual air chamber design creates a more personalized sleep experience. Set your number to as soft or as firm as you like it, creating a customized mattress just for you. My Sleep Number is between 75 and 80. Mary's is around 70, I believe. This customized comfort means you get more sleep, more restorative sleep that you need to wake up feeling refreshed and ready to take on the world. Plus, at a Select Comfort store, you can experience a Select Comfort pressure map system. Simply lay down on the bed, and the pressure mapping system will show you how pressure impacts your body and how that can be reduced on a Sleep Number bed. The Sleep Number bed comes with a 20-year limited warranty, 30-night in-home trial. Visit the Select Comfort store today and start getting the sleep you need. There are Select Comfort stores located in 9 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Cherry Creek, and the Promenade Shops at Centuria.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't risk, ever, is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. Call now. 800-734-1757. 800-734-1757. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call now and see how Mega can help you. 800-734-1757. 800-734-1757. That's 800-734-1757.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hubba, 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 9:36. 36 minutes after the hour. High today, 69, mostly sunny. AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. It's open phones. We've also been talking about the work experiences here. And speaking of that, let me go to Allison in Westminster. Allison, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Yes, in this arena of doing something in the workplace where you know it's wrong, and I had this experience in a work environment. I asked my boss for a letter that would ensure that, sure, I'll go ahead and do this voucher that is fraudulent because the receipts were erroneous. And I could prove that. I took it to the individual's boss, and then he took it to his boss. Well, the letter stated that, yes, my employment would not be affected, but I was also warned that I would never talk about this. So right there, I felt that the First Amendment was freedom of speech was certainly trumped, and corporate rights assumed, you know, in the sense of this incident.
Well, and they do have the right in the workplace to tell you that you have to keep something confidential and you can't talk about it.
Exactly.
They can't control your actions outside the workplace unless you sign, I believe, a confidentiality agreement.
Right. Well, this was just an incident where I think it precluded an EEO complaint, no doubt, by the individual who was, submitting the fraudulent voucher. And there were three of us that could have prepared this, so basically they just passed it off to somebody else, and they did prepare it. But it would have been that if they'd ever questioned it or proved it or made a case out of it, everyone would have been fired.
All right, did you do it knowing that it was wrong?
I did not do it. I asked for the letter prior to doing it, and then, if I recall correctly, that I think they had another code consultant.
Well, I'm asking if anybody's ever gone along with their employer knowing, and I'm not talking about breaking the law. I'm talking about doing something that you morally find reprehensible.
Yeah, well, it was morally reprehensible to prepare this voucher when I knew full on that the receipts were not right. It wasn't correct.
Yeah, but you got a letter. Well,
protecting my job.
But if you knew it was wrong, if you knew it was morally reprehensible, even though you got that letter, you still went ahead and did it anyway. I mean, did you ever have thought that I shouldn't do this, that it's not right?
I did. I did not do it. They gave it to another.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, see, I've never been that lucky.
Yeah.
I've only done it basically once in my entire career, and that's the only shame I feel over my 34 years is that one incident, that one time.
And that's exemplary.
I mean, other times I've walked instead of doing what I was told.
Oh,
all
definitely.
Right, Allison,
thank you.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. I've walked out of a lot of places, as a matter of fact. Here's Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, this is kind of harsh, so I got to start by saying I've done it, too. I've been there. I worked for a company. They sold concert tickets, the arts around Denver. And so I was, sort of operating on this old-fashioned notion that the arts are morally uplifting. It was like sort of the opposite of what I wanted to be doing. Turned out I was selling tickets that weren't really available. Everybody was very frustrated. They had to go like on a Tuesday night and sit in the back if they wanted to go at all, kind of thing.
Why in the world were you selling tickets that weren't available? That's like really low.
Yeah, it was one of those deals where we basically sold empty seats at a discount, so they would only be able to go to the weird shows, the matinees and stuff, But my friends and I were talking about this, and he came up with an interesting idea. He calls this the Yuppie Nuremberg defense. You probably remember the Nuremberg trial.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The Nazis are all saying, hey, I was just following orders. And this new yuppie Nuremberg defense is, hey, man, I got a mortgage to pay. And it's amazing what people will do to make that, payment.
Well, but if you've got a mortgage and you've got, let's say, a couple of kids and you've got bills to meet, and you've got responsibility, and other human beings are depending on you, and what they're asking you to do is not, quote-unquote, civilly illegal, but is one of these things where morally you'd have a hard time living with it, and you go ahead and do it, I mean, I can see a case for that.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, what do you, have integrity at the by not feeding your kids? It's really, really rough, and it's unfortunate that anybody even ever has to be in that position, but it seems to me that every cent we make, every cent we spend has an ethical dimension, and that, you know, things could actually be improved in this world if everybody thought about that and refused to do unethical jobs, you know, refused to accept, you know, blood money or dirty money or whatever. That would seriously improve things. We all participate.
Well, yeah, all right. Let me give you an example. Let me give you an example of something. Would you approve of this? Say I'm a pharmacist, and I don't agree with the morning after pill, so I refuse to dispense it, even though it's legal and the person's got a script for it, or you can sell it over the counter, and I say no. Is that right?
No. If you have an ethical issue with any part of being a pharmacist, then you shouldn't be a pharmacist. Period. That's not for you to say if you're a pharmacist, you know. That's not your business. You're just a fancy salesman, you know. You're just a salesman in a white smock. You're not in charge of anybody.
I think pharmacists are more than salesmen in white smocks.
Yeah, they went to medical school. They actually know quite a lot.
That's a good example. I mean, there was a pharmacist. Was it here? Was it downstate here in Colorado? Or maybe it was downstate Illinois that this guy did this. And people were like, you know, he was, and they were going to fire him, or they did fire him, and he was fighting it. But that would be a good example.
He should be fired. You know, if you're a vegetarian, you don't go work at McDonald's. You just stay away from that sort of thing. You don't put yourself in a position where your personal conscience is going to conflict. That's just a dumb move. You know, you're going to be unhappy. The employer is going to be unhappy. And I'm not saying any of this is easy. Like I say, I've done it too. But I just, you know, I think that there's a lot of morality in money, and people don't think about it that way. Hey, man, it's just business. To me, that means it's okay for me to screw you over. You know? Hey, man, it's just business. That means I'm not going to be moral or ethical about this dealing. And I think it's a little too cutthroat. I think it brutalizes all of us every day a little bit.
I think if you end up doing it, though, I think the point you just made is really true. You're not going to be happy, and it becomes increasingly hard to live with yourself and also to face other human beings, particularly if it's a public thing. Like in my case, it was public. And it became really increasingly harder and harder and harder to face people, knowing that what I was doing and what I was saying and that my silence and not speaking up when I should have.
Mm-hmm. I've been in that same boat. Talk radio. Everybody around me was very conservative, and I wasn't, and it was rough, man.
Yeah.
It was demoralizing.
Yeah. And you get beat up, and it's like, oh, my God. And finally, I just couldn't take it anymore, and I split.
Yeah.
All right. Dave, I appreciate it, man. Thanks. Great
Always
call.
Always a pleasure. Always.
All right. Talk to you. 944-16. Well, I lied. It's 945-15 before 10 here, AM 760. Progressive Talk. Any or all part of the show. If you missed the Sydney Blumenthal interview this morning at 6:30, you can get it on podcast at AM 7.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
And 6th Avenue running wide open across Lakewood at the moment. As far as weather goes, partly sunny, a little breezy at times, highs in the upper 60s, clear tonight, some patchy frost, possible overnight, low of 36, upper 70s on the way for tomorrow and Wednesday. Right now it's 52 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now you can get 1 hour digital prints from King Supers for just 15 cents each with...
Give your child a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to dance with the Moscow Ballet in The Great Russian Nutcracker. The Moscow Ballet is holding open auditions for children's roles in The Great Russian Nutcracker at 10 a.m. Saturday, September 30th at American Furniture Warehouse in Englewood. Children ages 8 to early teens will be cast as party guests, mice, angels, little snowflakes, butterflies, and more. Auditions will be held September 30th at 10 a.m. at American Furniture Warehouse in Englewood. For more details and information, go to denvernutcracker.com.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008. Now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Only interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Like that stone, like it a lot. 9:49, 11 before 10. High today is 69, mostly sunny, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, one line open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. We go to Al in Broomfield. Al, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. I had a suggestion for this year's election as to what might be important to say.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
It's all about the oversight.
Well, I think it's a large part of it. You have a rubber-stamp Congress that just goes along with the president. That means the checks and balances are broken, and it's time for a change. I would agree there 100%.
Yeah, but if you look at a number of years ago with Reagan, they had the statement, where is the beef? This is something which was taken from an ad statement, and it could resonate with people. I was wondering if you could try and open it up, ask it for an hour or so, see what other people feel.
Well, anybody's free to call in and comment, man. You got it. Thanks, Al.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Ellen in Denver. Ellen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
You'll find both of these funny. Quick story before my own tale of almost being fired in the same town. While I did radio in Roanoke, Virginia, two people from two different television stations fell madly in love, but if they got married, one of them would have lost his job or fraternizing. So they lived in sin.
Well, I've worked in situations where people have done that.
Yeah. Well, my own tale was, this is ridiculous. So I worked at, a commercial radio station, did news, and my mom came to visit, and it so happened that Michael Feldman from NPR's What Do You Know came to town, and so we went. And amazingly, I was chosen for the What Do You Know quiz. And when asked what I did, I told where I worked, and, oh, competition, woo-hoo. And then I said, yeah, and the people at your station are really great people, which, that's not really that bad. And I got a free advertisement on a nationally syndicated show. I was almost fired for it. The only reason the GM didn't is because the paper would have written it up and he would have looked like the scum of the earth that he was. But I was never told I couldn't do it.
Well, I mean, on what grounds could he fire you for? For doing what? I mean, what I mean, did you? I mean, what did you violate? I mean, did
nothing.
You know, is it in the policy handbook?
No.
You know, did you? Were you warned about that? I mean,
no.
Well, then he couldn't have fired you. I mean, you would have had a court case.
I could have, but you know, Virginia is the so-called right to work. I don't know why they call it right to work, because that means you have a right to get canned for any stupid reason. He was very upset with me, and life became a living hell after that happened. And I eventually got a job here in Denver. Thank you, Jesus. And I could walk out of there. But you know, like I said, if I had a little minion who worked for me, he happened to go on another radio station, but he got me free advertisement nationwide. I think that might make up for it.
Well,
I mean, he should have been thanking me and bought me a burger or something.
Well, once again, I mean, I would have told him, you know, I would have said, well, in all due respect, you know, you don't control my activities outside of work, and you can't tell me where, and I mean, unless you specifically, you know, prescribe that out as a company rule, and even then it would be kind of shaky. And yeah, I mean, the guy to me would be facing a, you know, a lawsuit. I mean, I don't understand. You know, I mean,
I didn't understand it either. But you know, then the pressure was put on me so heavily, I just had to get out. You know, and my boss didn't like me because I worked too hard. He got upset because I broke stories at the national level, and, okay, it's time for me to go. If you don't like people because they're really good, I got to get out of here. It's too easy to get fired for the stupidest things today. It's scary. I wish I'd done something immoral. My boring little Jesus-following life doesn't give me anything worth getting fired for as far as moral clauses, but...
Well, sometimes, though, you're better off to be out of the situation. Sometimes you're better off to just leave, because the alternative to staying is that you stay and that they make your life
miserable.
And you know, who wants that? I mean, there's a time, you know, there's a time to take them on, but there's also a time to walk away too and say, okay, look, I can do something better. I think that where it gets sticky is if in walking away or leaving, or if they fire you, if it inhibits your chance to get another job, then I think it puts you in a different league. I had that happen to me, in that I was fired from a radio station in San Francisco and moved to Albuquerque and could not get a full-time job in radio there, and knew of a case where a program director at a radio station there had called my old radio station, and that the program director who had fired me had badmouthed me. And, you know, I guess I could have done something about it. I didn't do anything about it, and, of course, it led to better things eventually down the road. But that's where I think it would get sticky. It would get sticky if you couldn't get another job.
There was nowhere else to go in that town, and
I'm talking about another job anywhere.
Yeah, well,
I'm
that's
talking
a
about
good
another,
question.
Because technically, what they're supposed to do, I mean, according to the law, what most program directors or most, you know, bosses will do, will give like a roundabout answer, and will not be totally. I mean, they can't say. You know, there's restrictions on what they can and cannot say in most states about you. So if they badmouth you and you find out about it, you know you might have a case against them. I mean, if it's keeping you from working, then I think, you know, you should look. I mean, then you almost got to look at legal redress, don't you think?
I don't know.
If you can't work, I mean, if somebody's like.
Yeah, but what do you do if what you're making is so pathetic that you could never afford a lawyer? You know, when that happened to me, if I'd gotten fired, I'd been making $15,000 a year, where starting first-year school teachers are making, you know, $24,000. I was living hand-to-mouth. How could I ever have afforded an attorney, and who would have taken it on out of pity? You know, eventually, I didn't lose my job, and I was able to jump from, what were they, market 82 to market, you know, all the way to Denver. I mean, you can go from Roanoke to Denver and watch your compadre's jaws hit the floor when you tell him where you're moving to. I guess it's all okay in the end. And, you know, that happening to me lit the fire under my pants and had me putting out resumes all over the place. And I got to a, well, a station down the hall from Podunk. So in the end, it all worked out okay.
All right, so it worked out all right, but they didn't block your ability to be able to find another job. But a lot of people find themselves in a situation where, you know, they don't have the luxury of being able to just pick up and move. They don't have the luxury of being able to go through that. They've got other people depending on them, a family, and if they're wrongfully dismissed, you know, it's like I sent this guy an email earlier in the morning who sent me this email about, well, you know, read the Boulder Handbook and blah, 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 this stuff. And I sent him, you know, I'm shocked at your naivety about employment rules. First of all, I'm not an employment lawyer, but you know what? One thing I do know, you cannot violate federal law, which is EOE, you can't violate that, and you can't violate somebody's Bill of Rights, you know, like the First Amendment. You can't, just like you can't violate their Fourth Amendment rights. I mean, look at the head of Hewlett Packard, you know, had to step down because the company was spying on its employees. All right.
Well, in Virginia, a public employee used the term niggardly, which does not mean anything that had to do with race. He was fired.
Well, see, I mean, depending on how bad he wanted the job, I would have fought that. All right, Ellen, thank you. I got to run.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. That's it for today. Thank you so much. Back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thank you so much.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry.com. Thousands of documents detailing family history are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-3481. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a